your heart, confess with your mouth, the Holy Ghost will move without a doubt. That's not how the story ends. You can have this experience, let it happen again. Open up your heart, confess with your mouth, the Holy Ghost will move without a doubt. Power filled with the Spirit, Holy Ghost power. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they find safety. The name of Jesus is the authority that he's given us. And when we call on his name, things begin to happen. Things begin to shake loose. We can speak to the mountain through that same authority, and the mountain has to be moved. We can call by the name of Jesus that strongholds, they are loose. Chains are broken. Thank you, Lord, for the use of the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you that we're breaking out on every side. Holy Spirit, move in this place. And we embrace it. We embrace your move. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you, come and do what you do. This is a move. This is a move. Mountains are still being moved, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. And giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. Your Spirit, Lord. This is a move. This moment right here. This is a move. Pour your Spirit out. This is a move. This is a move. Happen when you move, healing is coming.
Heaven is coming. Miracles happen. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
This is
a move.
Be seated. It's time to receive the offering. Praise God, Diane. The Lord has a word for us tonight, so let's listen up. God's got great things in store on this seed, on this offering you're about to give. Amen?
You know, when the enemy comes against you, the enemy always overplays his hand. And so this week, last week I was kind of ill. And so I went back to work Monday, and my head was all stuffed up and stuffy. And so they came over there, and they told me, they said, you can't stay at work because you're sick. You got to go home. And I said, well, I'm not going to the doctor and spending my money because I've done been and got my medicines and whatever. And they said, well, okay, but you have to go home until you get to sounding better. And I said, okay, well, you know, when Tracy comes, I usually always take 3 days vacation so that I won't be tired and worn out the next day when I go to work. Well, guess what? I got sick leave. The devil had to pay me to take these 3 days off. You know, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a good God, and he's always right on time. Mark 11:23. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and don't doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, it'll happen. Yes. It'll be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, you need to forgive them. It goes on to say. But that is, we do need to forgive people. I mean, you know what? You can't have hate in your heart and expect God to do anything for you, because, you know, faith works by love. And so today I've listened to Christian TV most all day today since I've been on my paid vacation. And today I was listening to Gloria Copeland, and she was talking about speaking to your seed. And so I was thinking, you know what? If we go to the garden and we go to plant seed, we get us some corn seed if we want corn. We get carrots if we want carrot seeds. Whatever we want, what we want it to produce is what kind of seeds we go and buy and sow. So if you're going to sow into this bountiful ground, then you need to name your seed. Whatever it is that you need to speak to that seed, and it'll produce what you tell it to produce. Amen? So tonight, when you come to give, I want you to speak to your seed. I know there's needs on top of needs in here. But speak to your seed, and you tell it what you command it to do. And it'll come forth in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you. I praise you. And I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your word. That whatsoever things we say, if we believe that we receive it, we can have it. So what these people name their seed, Lord, we're believing for 100-fold. Lord, I thank you. There's increase on this house. We are blessed, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You're causing man to give unto our bosom. Lord, the blessing of the Lord is on the house. And we have increased the more and the more, us and our children. The blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. And you add no sorrow to it. And you give us the power, Lord, to gain wealth. So I thank you. With the anointing power of the Holy Ghost on this seed, it's going to produce 100-fold. In Jesus' name. Now, y'all come and give in faith.
Shaking in my in my face.
It's coming right to me. There's a shift. It's in my heart.
In my direction.
There's a shaking. There's a shaking. There's a shaking.
It's in my favor.
One more time. Let's shake that foundation one more time.
Say glory,
got a little shaking
glory,
to do in here tonight.
Hallelujah. This is
what we've come to do.
Tear down strongholds,
break the chain.
Bind the devil
in Jesus' name.
So tonight
we got a right
to shake the foundation
with praise.
Say glory.
foundations with praise, praise Him. We come to praise Him. The Lord is worthy.
The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy.
He's so worthy.
The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy.
Say tonight.
Tonight. We got a light.
Shake the foundation with praise. You want to stir things up, shake your foundation, start praising God. Amen? Hallelujah. Wow. I don't know if Pastor's through with y'all or not, so I might want to stay still. Praise God. We are delighted again tonight. This is about the fastest 3 days of your life. And God has done so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. Sunday night, Monday night, and tonight. I was just reminded he's coming tonight with healing in his wings. Yes, yes. Yes. Just begin to receive that. Open up your heart and your faith. Begin to thank him and worship him for the healing that he brings tonight. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to go deeper, to go higher, to go wider into your love, which nothing can separate us from. Lord, show us things that we need to know. Open our eyes and our hearts and let us see the revelation of the beauties of the kingdom of God. Father, we may see ourselves as victorious, healthy, wealthy, powerful on the earth, the head, not the tail. We're blessed coming in, going out. Lord Jesus, you died, you suffered, you rose from the dead, and you did it for all of us. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's overwhelming what you've done. But tonight, Lord God, we need your touch. And we thank you for this man of God who comes to share things with us that heaven wants us to know. So, Lord, we pray and thank you for the anointing on his life that we may experience, truly experience the goodness of God. And we thank you. Let's give a big hand clap to our pastor, our great friend, Tracy Harris. Amen.
I love you.
Come
sir.
On, my friend.
I love you.
I love you too.
Praise God. We love you guys. Hallelujah.
I'm taller than you are right here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't heaven great? And days of heaven on earth are tremendous. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are set for a mighty, mighty night. Hallelujah. You know, when we were worshiping God there, and they were singing Shake the Foundations with Praise, the healing anointing, the miracle anointing manifested. And I'm thinking about how privileged we are to be here together tonight when we're in the midst of something where people are being It's thrust upon people to make very hard decisions about public gatherings, where they're going to go, are they going to eat out, large and small ministries and churches alike, as well as all types of other venues of parents and children and activities and ball games and these kinds of things. And really, it's these moments that press upon us. You know, I remember when I was a very young man, before they had the whole self-adhesive stamps and all of that, my dad worked for a business forms company, design forms, managed offices and all of those things. And I would often love to go to the post office is what I'm looking for with him. We would go there, and I still remember one of my favorite things to do was help him put those stamps on the big envelopes and the forms he would mail out. And for those of you that have a day or two in your pedigree at the post office, for these young people, they don't even know what I'm talking about, but at the post office, at the window, there used to be a little bowl with a sponge, and it was full of water, a little water around the sponge, and you'd take, one of my favorite things to do was to take those stamps and put it on that sponge. I'd beg to do that with Dad. It's kind of like a kid on vacation getting on the elevator and wanting to push the button. And I would punch those stamps, you know, and get them, and then put them on the letter. And I thought about that many times when I learned that the believer must live from the inside out. And I found out that you really don't know what's in you until something presses on you. You know, when I got in that post office, often I realized that there wasn't just water in the sponge, but there was extra water. It was so full it couldn't contain it all, and there was water in the bowl. And every time that you would draw some water out on a stamp, it would suck some more water into it out of that bowl. And I'm just going to tell you, it's at moments like this. I said it's at moments like this. When life presses on you, that you find out what's really in you. Amen. And I'm telling you, when the enemy pushes on you and the anointing comes out. When the enemy pushes on you and the name comes out. The sword comes out. He don't push on you too much more, because he'll run down the street and find somebody that has no covering. He'll find somebody that has no defenses. Amen. And so we are not responding to the answer. We are the answer. Amen. That's right. And no matter how wisdom teaches us and affords us the opportunity to be the answer, I want you to understand that I am so thrilled if you're physically here in person and you've chosen and made a strong choice to be here in the assembly, or somebody's watching online that either couldn't physically be here or maybe feels a little awkward about being in an assembly because of all the things that are being suggested, whether it's by the government or the CDC or whatever. We're going to walk those things out as circumspectly and as wisely as we know how to support both what we believe is a righteous authority structure and all of those things. But as I said last night, I'm going to say it again. In the early church, it was very clear that when they were beaten and threatened not to teach anymore in that name, they said, whether to obey you or to obey God, you judge what's right. And it is those moments where society and satanically driven things tend to set the parameters of what we can and cannot do as the body of Christ. It no longer becomes an American freedom. It all of a sudden becomes a worldwide body of Christ choice that we must rise up and confront the very things that are threatening to take from us the liberties that Jesus went to hell to purchase. And I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll do it with as much wisdom and as much integrity and as much peace and as much mercy as we can upon people. We won't in any way, we'll do our best not to be presumptuous or move out of the boundaries of love and mercy to impose our convictions upon others. Not because I believe that it's a liberty in America and everything's to be tolerated. It's not that. It's that Jesus was the most tolerant person I know. People that wouldn't receive healing, he didn't force healing upon them. Even in his hometown of Nazareth, he was a little marveled at the way they responded. Their unbelief marveled him. It stopped the power of God. It caused a breach in the flow of that power. But God is not going to make you receive something. You're not a puppet. He's not going to make you rise up against fear. But if you'll make that choice, the same choice you made to accept him as Lord and Savior, if you'll make the same choice to allow him to be Lord, he'll lead and guide and direct you past every obstacle. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. You'll know what to do. Glory be to God. You'll know what to do. Oh, glory. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this by the Spirit, and then I want us to sing, the healer's here. Healing is here. Because it is here. And I've got a couple of things I'm assigned to do to talk to you about for a moment. And we're going to pick up right where we left off in a moment when we get in the Word. But there's some just some things I believe will be a blessing to you that we're assigned to do by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's already shaking and falling. I like it. It really blesses me. I've got some things written down in here that the Lord began to talk to me about, but I want to give you just one example. I don't want to make a message out of this because this in itself can be a whole message. But you do remember that when Herod was seeking all the lives of the male babies, that an angel appeared. And I want you to hear what I'm going to say. An angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And he said, "Arise and flee into Egypt. For there Herod seeks the child's life." God instructed him to make a move, to get away from the situation. Are you listening to me? He had already had supernaturally set up in advance of what he saw was coming by frankincense and gold and myrrh. He already financed. He already supplied them being out of the normal flow of how they would receive their income. He already set that up because God will never be one-upped by the devil. Government's not our source. The kingdom is. And after that season was over, an angel appeared to him again and said, "Arise and go back, for they're dead that sought the child's life." Then there's other situations where God would appear to them and speak to them and tell them to stay, stand your ground. He did it with Hezekiah. He didn't tell them to run away against Sennacherib. He told them, "You make some changes, you adjust the upper water course, but you hold your ground." And by the word of the prophet, Sennacherib never fired a shot. He turned around and went home and died in his own house without ever firing a shot. And the devil's intention was not carried out. I want you to understand, there is not one way to handle challenges. Come on, there's not only one way to handle anything thrown at you. The Bible says if the iron's blunt, this is the book of Ecclesiastes, it takes more strength. But if you whet the edge, that means if you're sharp, that's wisdom. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Our treasures of our covering and safety is in the wisdom of God. The leadership of the Holy Spirit. He knows exactly what to do in every situation. And that's why that there's not one pat thing for me to say, "Oh, by God, I'm telling you, that's a bunch of baloney and hooey and it's nothing to it. And don't you, you better get here." No, that's not faith. That's control and manipulation and trying to prove you're right. In fact, that's the same spirit on folks that think that Mark 16 says they take up serpents. And now they try to tempt God by proving their faith to handle snakes in church. Well, God didn't ever say handle snakes. But he did make it very clear when Paul got bit by a serpent that you can handle them and shake them off and they'll not hurt you. If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Nobody told you to run out there and, you understand what I'm saying? But I am telling you, when it touches your life, the Lord Spirit of life in Christ Jesus will kill that virus or any other pestilence dead. Because there's a life in you that's going to come out. When you get pressed on, there's a life in you that's going to come out of you. Glory be to God. Do you believe that? And so we're going to talk about our rights and privileges in the Lord. And we're going to see some great things that are happening. But the Lord spoke a week ago to me. And I don't have time to tell you everything that's just happened just in this one day alone. But a week ago, I was in fasting and prayer, and the Lord spoke to me. And all he said was, "March 17th. He didn't tell me what, when, how. But I see in my spirit, the last day of this meeting, There's so many things, so many choices, things being posted, things being announced, decisions being made. Today, unlike any day in the whole process, there have been major nationwide, worldwide decisions made just today. You can see it in our restaurants. You can see it in this assembly, even here, where people are strong. You can see people processing. What am I going to do next? Pastors deciding. What? How should I handle this? God has a wisdom.
Yes, he does.
And tonight, he's called us together on purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit has come to help us.
Yes, he has.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
I believe it with all my heart, don't you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I sense the anointing helping me right now.
Yeah.
My, the healing power is in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. And for all of our partners that are watching, we welcome you. It's to us as if you were here, right in this room, where the glory is, where the power of God is. We stretch our hands towards you right now, and we send the word of the Lord, not only to heal you, but to protect you, to grant you wisdom and eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to perceive. Everything that's going to go on here belongs to you. God is no respecter of persons. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anyone, anywhere, can receive anything from God at any time. I am so glad. Today, I'll talk about this in a moment, but we did two television programs right here on location on your set right here. Glory to God. And today, the Holy Ghost said, through your leader right here under the anointing, I mean, it just came out. When it came out, you thought, oh my God. And it just rocketed through the room. And he said, God isn't quarantined. Well, not quarantine God. Glory be to God. And when that came out of his spirit, it followed up with something that rocketed out of my spirit, where the Lord said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and even more as the day approaches. And the Holy Ghost began to talk to us. And you know, believers lay hands on the sick and they recover. Well, what in the world does that mean? That means evidently God's not afraid of a believer's hand touching a sick person. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, but it's the law. It's the law. Well, you know, no, most of this is a suggestion. But let's don't argue that point. It's the law. It's the law. Well, what about Jesus breaking the law? When the leper came to him in stage 4 leprosy, full of leprosy, his skin completely eaten away, digits falling off, open sores, running, smelling, dirty, down in the dirt. He's not supposed to be near the priest. He can die for it, but he's going to die anyway. What does he have to lose? But Jesus can become unclean. Jesus is violating everything that's legal, all the religious law, all of the law of the... Do you realize when he did these things? I mean, you have to understand, the woman with the issue of blood, she was unclean. But here's what people don't get. When she touched him, he was walking down the street right next to Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. She touched him within feet of the very man that could have her put to death. And her faith drove her past the fear of what the public civil law would say. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? This is a big moment. Man, this is a big moment. And this leper said to Jesus, I know you can heal me if you will. What did he say? I mean, he didn't even hesitate. He put forth his hand and touched him.
Yeah.
I will be thou made whole. That leprosy left him. That spirit behind that disease left him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because evidently, God doesn't feel like that if you get your hands dirty, you get your heart dirty. Somehow. Somehow his hand's an extension of his heart. And today I believe he's extending his hand, stretching it to heal and do mighty signs and wonders, and he's going to glorify himself and already has in these meetings. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. Here's what I want you to do, and everybody online, let's just worship together in this. I know the man that wrote this song. We've got a wonderful relationship. He was backstage leading some worship in a meeting where Reinhard Bonnke was before he went to heaven. And his wife was battling cancer. And he was worshiping God. He's going before God. He's still carrying out his ministry, but he's got heaviness on his heart because they're believing God. They're right in the middle of a battle. And backstage, before he led worship for Brother Reinhardt, all of a sudden he began to sing, and this song came up out of his spirit backstage. And then he walked on stage, and when he walked on stage and sang it, Brother Reinhardt turned and pointed to him, and he said, "That is an anthem that's going to go around the world. When did you write that?" And he said, "About 20 minutes ago backstage." And it's because it came out of his heart from the Spirit of God. And because of this song, not only have thousands been healed worldwide, but his wife is absolutely cancer-free. God totally destroyed that thing. So I want you to know that I know him personally, and I know the story, and he's told me personally the story. So this great song is a song written by a man of faith, a man that it worked for. And last night we saw that there are battles of shaking. And the battle of shaking is with praise and worship. It stills the enemy and the avenger. I believe healing is here, don't you? Let's just believe the Lord, and then we'll get into some other things. Praise the Lord. Receive your healing tonight. While we worship God, receive it now. Anybody watching online, I'm telling you, the healer's walking in your house, in your living room right now. Oh, yeah. Glory to God.
Healing is here. Healing is here. I believe it. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. I receive it.
Come on, declare it.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, oh, healing is here. And I receive it. I receive it. Oh, healing is here, healing is here, healing is here, healing is here, and I believe it, I believe it, so I reach my hands, I reach my hands. To the heavens, I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Reach my hands, I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, healing is here. Oh, healing is here. We receive it now. I receive it. Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, healing is here. Oh. I believe in, I believe it.
Come on, let it resound in this place.
So I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Oh, I reach my hands to the heavens.
heaven. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I trust in you. We trust in you. Trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is in. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Oh, sickness can stay, sickness can stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You're the God of all power.
You are the God of all power.
It is your will that my life is healed.
Since the curse can stay
in
your perfect love. You're the God of all power. And it is your will.
Perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. So I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to my rock, my healer, I trust in you. Oh, I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer, I trust in you. Trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. Hey, we trust in you. Yeah, we trust in you. Healing is here.
Oh, yes, healing is here.
Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it.
How many of you the last two nights have already been touched by the power of God in this meeting? Glory to God. Let me see your hands here on this. Put your hands down for a moment. How many of you in the last two nights, or maybe even tonight through worship, have come in here and you had physical abnormality, pain, or something going on in your body, and you knew it was going on in your body? And either by word of knowledge or in the prayer line, that opening night, the power of God was so strong, the wind of God just blew through here. Last night was the same. How many of you that are present tonight, I know that there are some people here tonight, not here tonight, that were here the first two nights. But those of you that were here that were present in either both or one of those services, and the power of God came on you, and there was something on your body physically you were battling, and I mean the power of God destroyed it and it's gone. Let me see your hand. Glory to God. Look at this. All right, keep them up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Healing is here. I said healing is here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guys, I am going to be needing you again, but we just got some ministry business to take care of. How many of you are glad you came tonight? I'll give the Lord one more shout. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Now, before we jump in the meat of the word of finishing the things that God's spoken to us about 2020, I have something I want to share with you and a couple of things that I'd like to say to you, because to Lori and I, you are so intimately integrated in our heart and in our lives. The fragrance of everything we do around the world has your smell to it. I'm telling you, glory to God, there's nothing we do that you don't have the DNA of Faith Outreach Church fingerprint upon that thing. And what an absolute joy that is. In fact, I want to say something to you that the Lord has said to me. And, you know, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. But I'm just going to tell you what the Spirit of God said to me. He made me to know it yesterday as I got a text actually from my daughter, who, their school, dismissed school, and she's going to be home for the balance of the month or whatever the case may be. And the moment I got that text, as I was preparing for the meeting, suddenly I was in the Spirit and I saw it. And I've had some experiences in my life, and maybe you have too, where they're kind of once in a lifetime events, or at least once every 20, 30, 40 year events, you know, you don't see them very often. And I remember back in 2000, we had an ice storm blow through. My father just stepped over into heaven and we were without power for about 10 days. And I was helping my mom and he was just in heaven and so forth. But you know, that hadn't happened since. I said, you know, that hadn't happened since. And it was really over pretty quickly. And my kids still talk about baking potatoes in the fireplace because we had no power, and all the frozen stuff was melting in the fridge, so we took it and cooked it in the fireplace, and you know, and we went into survival mode and bought a generator here or there, and you couldn't find generators anywhere. But there were things like that. I look at my childhood and things like that, and the Spirit of God said to me when I got that text, the Spirit of God said to me, for your granddaughter, this will be like one of those events in your life. This will be a life 20 years from now. She's going to say, do you remember when I got to stay at home out of school for a couple of weeks because of this thing that they thought was going to go worldwide? Yeah, right. Right. And the Lord told me, he said, it'll be short-lived. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. So I have a scripture for you. Woo! I'm here to announce the death of coronavirus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's in hospice as we speak. They just trying to make it comfortable while it dies. Just telling you. Look at this verse, Job chapter 36, verse 6. And I just want to get some faith in you. And then I want to share with you something that I know is, I think will be a blessing to you anyway. Job chapter 36, verse 6. And they're going to bring it up. Amplified, please, if you don't mind. It says in the Amplified, he does not prolong the life of the wicked. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. God's not going to help this virus along. He's sure not going to help it stay around. He does not prolong the life of the wicked, but gives the needy and the afflicted their right. I'm telling you, he's going to heal the people this thing has affected. He's going to save and protect and keep it from being what they think it might be, and he is not going to allow its life to be prolonged. Did you hear what I said? I'm telling you that by the authority of the Holy Ghost, and I believe it with every fiber in me, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, you know, it'd be easy in the natural. If you're just talking about the natural, it'd be easy to say, well, and shortly things will go back to life as usual. No, the Lord said, no, they won't. He said, I'm using this as a portal. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the living God, people are having to make choices. And the Church of the Living God, any area where it's been reeling or shaking, wondering what am I supposed to do, is going to have to decide whether or not they are actually the church. And this is the beginning of an outpouring. The enemy is going to, would to God he'd have never done this. Shaking. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, praise God. And so I want to read another verse to you. And this is shifting gears a little bit. But it's in the book of John, chapter 4. And I want to read this verse with you tonight, really as a way of saying thank you. John chapter 4, it says this in John chapter 4, verse 38. Now some of you know the context. Verse 34, Jesus said, my meat's to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. And that's verse 34. And then he says in verse 35, say not ye, there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. The Passion Translation reads this way, why would you say the harvest is another 4 months away? Look at all the people coming. Now is harvest time. I'm telling you, why would you say the harvest is another 4 months away? I'm telling you, the shaking happens and the harvest is coming quickly. It's harvest time now. Glory be to God. So he said, why would you say, or he says in the King James, say not ye, or don't say it. Don't say that the harvest, there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're white already to the harvest. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is teaching us as Lord of the harvest that the two things that will affect our harvest the very, very most is what we say about it and how we see it. Now, here's another statement I want to make to you. What you say about it is how you see it. Because out of your mouth, out of your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what you're saying is really how you view it. So when we're pushing it off till tomorrow, we're not wrapping ourselves around it and shaking it into our today. Words are the shaking mechanism. You're going to see a little blending with when we get in the Word in a moment. But this is just a momentary thing that I want to say thank you. And in saying thank you, just because we're preachers, preachers are apt to preach. Teachers teach and they use the Word, and faith comes by hearing the Word. And I don't know any other way to help partners get their harvest than to tell them what they're involved in so they can expect a bumper crop and 100-fold coming back at them.
Amen.
Amen. And so he goes on to say this. He says, verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages. So we see there's synonymous terms in the Scripture for harvesting. If we're going to harvest, we're reaping. If we're reaping, we're receiving. So the harvest isn't just going to happen. It has to be received. Amen. So there's a harvest coming your way. But how you talk about it is going to affect your reception. How you see it is going to affect your reception. And whether or not you're even going to have it or notice it when it comes by you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he goes on to say, he that reapeth receiveth wages, gathers fruit unto life eternal, and both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. And this afternoon, verse 38, came alive in my heart. Now, he had done it many times before, but in a brand new way. He just said some of the same things he said to me prior, but he said it in a fresh way with an unusual anointing for this moment tonight where you're concerned. I sent you to reap.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. The harvest is right now. And I sent you to reap. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing tonight. Right in the middle of things that are threatening, that it's going to hail from the sky, or have a deluge of rain, or we're not to beat our crop down before we can get it in the barn. This is what we're dealing with here. Right in the midst of the greatest, most stable economy, right in the midst of the most wonderful, booming time, right here in the midst, fear has come and doubled up his fist and balled its fist up. And here's why. Because the enemy who wants to take over the world doesn't realize, because he's in darkness, that his effort to take over the world, to me, this spirit is no different than Hitler trying to take over the world. It's the spirit of Antichrist.
That's right.
It has never succeeded and never will.
That's right.
And the enemy just set the clock back on his own agenda. I mean, he rolled it back. He hurt his own cause. He overplayed his hand. Because now, in hurtling the world towards socialism and one world government and one world economy and all that and no borders, he just threw up borders and nationalism came back alive again.
Yes, he did.
And his effort to say, oh, it's ready now, it's ready now. Let's unleash this thing. Let's take the world over. Yeah, you'll see, big boy.
Yeah.
The body of Christ is salt and light. You're going to see real quick. There are boundaries and there are borders, and it's going to die when your spirit's going to die when it hits the Christ, because you're the Antichrist. Glory be to God. And you watch what's going to happen. This is a major window. Don't run in fear and don't pull back right now.
Amen.
Right now, some Josephs and some Solomons are going to come out.
Yes.
Right now's the time. Oh, now is the opportune time. Now's not the time to pull back. Now's the time that God's going to make some folks that don't have very much by the end of the year very wealthy.
Yes.
This thing's going to come roaring back.
Yes.
So you need to pay attention to what to do right now and follow the Holy Ghost and not the prognosticators. Amen.
Amen.
Telling you the truth is true.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Now's not the time to stick your head in the sand.
That's right.
And so he said this, I sent you to reap that whereon, now look at this, that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, but you have entered into their labors. Oh, glory be to God. If I've ever, ever heard a spiritual law that defines partnership, it's that verse. Can you see that the harvest requires partnership?
That's right.
Other men have labored, but you have entered into their labors. You didn't have to do the work, but you got the same harvest.
Amen.
You didn't have to go and take all the time and effort and energy to go around the world, make the sacrifices and leave your family. You never left your seat in Oklahoma, Mississippi, but you went around the world. Wow. I want to read to you a couple of comments and then show you something that I think will be a blessing to you. Connecting with someone, you've got to connect. Partnership is connecting with someone whose work causes your harvest to come to pass.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he's saying here? He's saying, you hadn't labored. Other men have labored. But you've entered into their labors. You've connected with someone whose work causes your harvest to come to pass. Do you see what's happening here? He's saying, because of this work that's been done, when you enter into a work that's already been done and it's ongoing, but you're a part of it, the harvest that comes, you've connected with something to get a harvest out of something you didn't put the work in.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Do you see that? And then he says this, the harvest requires partnership. So it's a faith thing. Amen. But you have to see it. See, the key to the harvest is you have to see how partnership causes the harvest to take place. And that it's God's mechanism for not only harvest, but prosperity, for unleashing the covenant. And so this ministry, far and away from many others, is in the top tier of a handful of ministries that have connected with our lives over a number of years and certainly aggressively, sacrificially, and exponentially over the last few years to help us go higher, faster, farther, to reach more people, to do more than ever before, to touch lives more than ever before. And I just kind of want to show you for a moment, because understand, with everything going on, you understand, these meetings, we had to even make a decision, are we going on with them like anybody else would? So you have to realize that one of the reasons the enemy does what he does is the disruption of things you could be doing that are more productive. So we don't have the partnership video that we're going to put together. We don't quite have the other things in our hands at this moment. But the Lord spoke to me this afternoon, and He says, well, I want you to show them this. I want you to do this. I want them to hear what their seed is doing and where they already have gone, the impact they already are having. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This isn't everything else that's going on. This is just a little segment just to help you understand how much we appreciate, oh glory to God, the fact that God has raised up people to have confidence in partnering together to get this assignment around the world. Thank you, Brother Jimmy. You have seed in this. Thank you, Brother Tony. You have seed in this. Thank you, individuals, ministries, but especially we're here in the base of Faith Outreach Church, where today your pastor and I, you're going to hear about some of the outreach, media, television, and what it's doing. I'm going to read to you in just a moment where your pastor went. Within 30 minutes today, he didn't leave Oklahoma, and I'm going to tell you by partnership where your pastor went today. But before I do that, I want you to see this clip. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Can y'all roll that first one? Nope, wrong one. Go back. Stop that one. First one.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you can hear me over this APU unit. It's all fired up, ready to go. We're ready to push the throttles forward. Thank you, partners. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and I love you with all of our heart. This is higher, faster, farther to reach more people with the gospel and move from darkness to light, the power of Satan and the power of God. Decade of deliverance, here we come. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Fruit has abounded in your account. First time ever walking up these steps. Lord, and I love you. And we're going to go preach the gospel together. I can't thank you enough. Only heaven can record what's going to happen with your gift and our lives as you go with us to preach the gospel. We love you. We love you. And Jesus loves you. And He is Lord today. Going. Woo! Going.
We can't get on that time machine without thinking about you. Your fingerprints are all over that thing. Glory to God. I want you to understand what's happening. Hallelujah. Now, roll that next clip real quick. Now, this is us landing for this meeting. It's Tupelo, Mississippi. Now, I've got another video of the group getting off the airplane, but I want you to understand, have you been blessed by, we just thought it's so appropriate because this is like home away from home. Seemed to us that it just would be right to do our part to be a blessing. Your praise and worship team, the anointing here is absolutely phenomenal. It's just, it's one of the greatest places we go. You guys do a phenomenal job.
Amen.
We didn't, glory to God. We did not bring our team because we don't think you can get the job done. We brought our team because as we flow together in miracles, we all wanted to be a blessing from our heart to yours and partners. We wanted you to get ministered to. We wanted you to be able to worship and not be up here thinking about it, to come and experience the flow of the anointing. And the way we were able to do that is we filled up every seat on that airplane and we got them here. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? And it's pretty awesome. And so it made the nation small. It made North America small, Central America, South America small. God is doing some great things. And so we got some still pictures here. I was going to download another video. I don't think it's necessary. I just want you to see two or three still shots. This is just still shots of them getting out off the plane. This is the team. Here they come. Throw the next one up. There's only two or three. Glory to God. And here we are. This is yesterday, coming here to preach the gospel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I have something to read to you. This is our ComScore data from our media and network television outreach. This is this year's data for this last year. And the network itself, I'm going to read you some things now. The network itself grew 36% over the past year. It said, this is great news to us because we're already dominating the Christian TV landscape in our region. More importantly, now this is their email to us now. This is totally unsolicited off the ComScore data. More importantly, we see this growth in Brother Tracy's audience as well. Experience in viewership is 2 to 4 times larger than the shows airing at the same time on other Christian networks. In the markets where they're competing with all the networks, our show is drawing an audience 2 to 4 times larger. The data shows that they're not only watching, but they're staying glued. They're watching the whole program. They're not like watching part of it and turning it off. That's a huge thing. I had somebody the other day tell me that they found a podcast or something and watched it 6 times. They said, it changed my life. It just changed my life. Someone else told me the other day they watched it. Caught a message. Oh, my goodness. I watched that 5 times. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's changing lives. Now, today, from this very stage, on location, in this great gospel crusade, we were able to accomplish with your pastor in partnership. They saw his face. They heard him say under the authority, God's not quarantined.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you who heard it. Are you ready? In addition to people watching him on the network, the live stream channel domestically in 30 to 40 states every week. And internationally, in Canada, the UK, India, the Netherlands, Finland, Singapore, France, Uruguay, Australia, Poland, Japan, Korea, Saudi Arabia, Colombia, Mexico, Germany, Kazakhstan, Russia Federation, Turkey. Right over here. All over the world. Your pastor looked in the camera and with something like a spear went... I'm telling you, God is not quarantined. Glory to God. Woo! That's partnership. That's redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And we've got to get this harvest in. Amen. So I thank God for that. It says also, they, and what blesses me, is it's caused the viewership and the network to go up with programming like that. And so they see us as a partnership. Because understand, this is what happens. We don't have our own network. We have a show. So someone else, hear me, someone else has done the labor of creating the network. Our show has entered into their labors. Bam! Here comes the heart. And to them that have, more shall be given. And it's happening. It's unfolding. It's rolling forward. And what a blessing that is. So they wrote to us and told us, we're so thankful for your partnership and the impact Brother Tracy is making on our audience and all of us here at the network.
Praise God.
Yeah. Isn't that a blessing?
Hallelujah.
And went on to say this, as we approach renewal time, we would like to extend the same discounted rate. And no changes to their hefty promotional efforts or bonus airings. Are you listening to what the Lord's doing? It says, Pastor Tracy and Lori Harris have a home on the network as an important part of our programming. And we will always heavily promote your program, your events. Glory be to God. It goes on to say, it's an honor partnering together and so forth and so on. And it talks about what's happening in the viewership of the program. So I wanted to say thank you. Thank you with all of our heart. I want to say a thank you to all of our partners. I want to thank you, every one of you that's a part of that. And, you know, there are sometimes strategic thrusts on things. And many of you have been a part of that from time to time. And certainly this church, over and above has been a part of that. I don't normally do something like this. I really don't. But I believe the Lord told me to. And since He's the head of the church, it seems good to Him. It seems good to me. I'm not embarrassed to do it. It's just that because God is no respecter of persons, and because a penny is as important as 100,000 or 100,000 is as important as 1,000,000 in God's eyes, when it comes together, it does the whole work. So I don't like to call out names, but today, I just had it in my heart. Lori did. We agreed. It just seemed right publicly, not only to thank Faith Outreach Church, Jimmy and Ann Bryan, for being such faithful, strong partners. But you know what the Lord spoke to me was, all of the people under your cover, and most especially, and I don't normally call names, but your courageous board, Debbie Osborne and Larry Tackett and Mike Milstead and Betty O. I just, Lori and I wanted publicly to say to each of the four of you and the people you represent and to all of our partners who have given sacrificially on any level, thank you for helping us get this harvest in. Oh, glory to God. We are launching higher and farther than ever before. I think you can tell by the way I preach in this meeting, there is no pullback on the throttle for me. So I don't... I'm making decisions right now to double up. Right now is the time where we have got to do this. If people can't meet together and they're going to be watching on their phone, then we need our live 24-hour channel going right now. You understand? So we daily thank God for being on daily television, and we've gone to extra efforts to create that. And we've got the platform ready, but there are numbers of areas. We've got the campus. The online Bible school is coming up. In fact, I'll tell you this much. We've got a man ordained with our ministerial affiliation, which is now growing just vicariously by itself. Tremendous things are happening. I'd love to show you some other videos. We don't have time. We got to get into some other things here. But I just want to let you know that you never left your seat, and you and your pastor went to all those nations. And today, you did it from own location.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We saw the world.
Amen. We saw the world from here. That came by partnership. And we are believing right now, God gave me a wisdom plan for the next level of the assignment. And we plan to get our online Bible school launched here in 2020. We plan to get the campus up and running, the footprints going architecturally. We have our hangar for this airplane and the other plane. It took us two airplanes to get over here. They dropped me off, went back, got them. I didn't even get to come in the jet. It's all right. We get to ride on it plenty to go preach the gospel, because all it is a time machine. And, you know, these things perish with the using. And we're so grateful for what God is doing, redeeming the time for the days are evil. So in saying that, I don't want to belabor the point per se, but I do want to get your faith, because the most valuable thing in the room really is not, I mean, the money's important because we live in a system where the world operates by it. So I don't want to negate it. I don't want to dishonor prosperity by recognizing that we got to be good stewards, because the Bible talks about He gave him one mina, one talent. And when he came back, he had gained 10. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. Have authority over 10 cities. I'm totally convinced. The Lord visited me about that this last week when I was in fasting and prayer. And He said, and I see it now. Other cities, we're going to be planting other churches. There's just so much going to happen all by the end of this year alone. 2020, 2 years, 20 years and two is going to start hurtling forward. And we got to get this thing done, and to do it, you have to have the people and the equipment, and it just, you know, it is what it is. You just press on farther and upward into the high call of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we're doing that, the first base of operation, the Lord told me to believe for 200 partners, in addition over what was already there, that is over and above what they're already giving. Even if they're partners that are already giving, say monthly, we are believing for the equivalent of 200 partners over and above what is and has been given, whether it's lump sums or monthly, above the top line, so that we can launch the whole campus, everything forward. He gave me a supernatural plan on how to do that. And so at home, we've already launched that. At home, he said, I want you to believe for 100 from within the local house, the local base. No one has a right to believe for the world to carry what you want to invest in. Lori and I stepped up and sowed in our own ministry first because we believe in it. If we don't believe in it, how can we expect anybody else to? Amen. But then at the same time, we believe God for 100 locally, and we're asking all of our partner base, and there's, of course, it's far and wide, and this will come, but you can't take advantage of what you don't know. And so we've asked now, and you haven't even heard this because I'm just simply sharing this with you for faith purposes, because we're looking for the way to administrate this. And it's begun at home, and we have cards at home. We didn't have any cards on the table for this. I'm actually soliciting your faith. Now, if God's stirring your heart, you know, we will receive it because the Holy Spirit authored it. And if he's stirring you to be a part of it, then certainly we'll receive you. But this is really not necessarily to develop that. You're going to know when I say it if you're involved. You already know from this partnership thing. It's just stirring in your spirit. Am I supposed to step up? In fact, before it was even announced, we're starting to get monthly people in saying, God spoke to me and he told me to double up my seed this year. Well, they didn't even know why. We had some ladies, Brother Archie Larry was just here. We were just in his church. Miracles, I'm telling you. That's the lady, you know, that the cancer just totally disappeared in 10 days and demon powers were cast off of people, all kind of things. And we had one lady in that meeting. She heard about it because the Lord told me it'd be a combination thereof. 200 partners total at $100 a month or more. Now, does that mean that everybody has to do $100 a month? Absolutely not. The combination thereof. We had one lady that said, I can't do $100, but I know I'm his partner. I know the Lord's telling me to do something. And before the service was over, you talk about a blessing. I mean, we had nothing to do with this. We were just believing God. She got three other ladies. And she said, I can do $25. And before the meeting was over, she got three other ladies and said, will y'all join me? Will y'all do $25? And those four ladies became one. Yeah. Oh, glory be to God. You see what happened there? You see what happened? And then there's others that say, hey, I can do $300 a month. Well, they did the work of three. Right. But together, we all get the same harvest, and together we'll have all 100 on each side, just as our base. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I believe it, because we've got to get this harvest in. Amen? Yeah. And so what we're doing at home is that 100 partners that are coming alive at home, and we're well on our way with that, by the way, they're issuing a matching challenge to our partners in the world. They're saying, match us. Help us to build a campus where you could take your leaders and either online or physically on campus in an internship for a season and sent back home to go out and do the gospel ministry around the world. We can train them up in the Word and the Spirit, and they can watch and work miracles. And I'm telling you, I'm believing God on every side, from media arenas where we can train them in media to actually people that dream to be pilots. We've already trained about 7 pilots in our ministry. There are people that want to go to the nations. They don't necessarily want to pilot the kind of aircraft we have to do our job. Maybe they live in the bush and they can't get to the Amazon people, and the only way they can get the gospel to them is circle around in an airplane and drop leaflets.
Right.
Well, we want those pilots trained so they don't kill themselves running on the side of a volcano. We want them trained right so they can come home, preach the gospel another day.
Yes.
We're going to do this thing.
Amen.
We are doing this thing. Yes. And the footprint is already well on its way. So I'm going to ask you, according to Mark 11, 23 and 24, will you believe with us?
Yes.
Suddenly and quickly. You know what? I've asked the Lord for something, and I hadn't made this public anywhere, but I think I did at home because I'm at home. And I don't know that I'll ever make this public anywhere else. Oh, I'm making it public online tonight. Well, I guess I am everywhere else. Let me just say, I'm not going to announce when my birthday is, but it's not real, real far away. And I asked the Lord, actually, he spoke to me. He said, I'm going to give you a birthday present. I said, what? And I knew he was saying to me that he was going to give me all those partners by the time my birthday rolled around. I'm believing that had to be a quick work. It had to be supernatural. But I believe I receive it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Will you believe that with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because after all, it's not our ministry, it's his.
That's right.
So let's get this thing done. Father, we thank you tonight. Would you just stretch your hands out toward that? Because what I'm talking about is your harvest. I'm telling you, any and everywhere we will ever go, you're going. Glory be to God, you're going.
Yes.
Everywhere we go, you're going with us.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Your husband's going to have his fingerprint on everything that comes on those 70 acres. You realize that? The beams and the concrete, the bricks and the drywall, the paint is going to resonate with the voice of your faith. Thank you for being here. Glory to God. Father, we pray for some 30, some 60, and 100-fold return. To every existing partner, any person that's called to be a partner, or anyone who sowed anything in this one set of meetings or is sowing online. Because if they've sown anything in this meeting alone, they're already our partner. Yeah. They're part of this meeting. They're part of the meeting that's stopping the curse in its tracks. Thank you, Lord, because you're not unrighteous to forget your labor of love and the labor of love that people sow that they minister to the saints and do minister. Now I'm asking you to bless them. I'm asking you to increase them. I'm asking that everything they put their hands to becomes blessed. I'm asking you to cover them and their children and their children's children. I'm asking that they be blessed coming in and going out, that they be the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, above and not beneath. I thank you, Father, that in Jesus' name, you're going to open the treasures of heaven and pour out in the season the rain they need for their crops to flourish, that a hundredfold return now in this lifetime and in the life to come. I thank you that any wicked thing formed against them, not only will it not prosper, you will not assist it. You will not prolong its days. It stops in Jesus' name. And I thank you that you're meeting and reaching into their deepest need and that you will meet that need, that cry in secret, you're going to reward openly. Now, Father, by faith, according to Mark 11, 23 and 24, I believe that I receive. Lori believes that she receives. Our current partners believe that we receive an additional help. Other men have labored, and we believe for others to enter into that labor. And together with partnership, we're going to reap this great harvest from sea to shining sea, from the north, south, east, and the west, nationally and internationally. And we thank you that the curse will be stopped in its tracks and that there'll be no more curse, that Jesus will glorify himself, that revelation will be reproduced, that the light will shine. And what we hear in secret will shout it on the housetops all over the world. Amen. All of those satellite dishes on housetops all over the world, our voice will go in and shout on that housetop. It'll go down into that house and it'll change that house just like Jesus' words going into that centurion's house. Healed his servant, healed the sons, healed the family, heals the finances, and it comes out of us. Actually, I say it this way, Lord, you named us Harvest International Ministries Him because you wanted people to partner with Him. And so may I say, I'm asking you that virtue will flow out of Him and go into them. And you will make them every whit whole. And I thank you for it. And we believe we receive it. And according to the Word of the Living God, we have those 200 partners. Do you believe that today? Give the Lord a shout. Will you stand on your feet and thank Him right now? Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part. Glory to God. Shake yourself around right now. Hey, glory to God. Yeah, I'll do that. Brother Tony, I release my faith right now while I'm under this anointing. You have more partners. Glory be to God. More members, more partners, more help. Brother Jimmy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no way you can be somebody's partner without having your partners. You've got more partners. And that thing is finished that you're assigned to do. And as sure as we talked about it and set our hand to it last night, it is done, and we'll be preaching on that stage of this year. We call that thing done in Jesus' name. You got more partners. Oh, glory be to God. You got all the partners. You and Sister A, you have all the partners you need. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. Do you believe you received that? Yeah. Amen. Guys, we have partners. Yeah. You have partners. Yeah. We have helpers. Yeah. And we have heaven helping us. Amen. Amen. Isn't that right, Brother Jared? Glory to God. That's right, isn't it? Glory to God. Yeah. Well, Father, we have it. Give the Lord one more great big shout. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. I want the worship team to stay ready, stay at the ready. Power of God is moving mightily. I think you can sense it. We went a little bit different direction in the opening of the service to get to this point. But we've preached our way into this third night to be able to quickly jump in. We left ourselves a hook. Amen. Glory to God. So open your Bibles, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30. And while you're opening there, it is not right now my assignment to rehearse where we went the last two nights. But I don't know about you, but I know about me. I had some church last night.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
My.
So, Isaiah chapter 30, and we're going to begin reading here at a specific verse where we were last night. But before we do, let me refresh those of you that may not have heard this. As I came into this year, the Spirit of God began to unfold in the continent of Australia back in the month of September, actually, what 2020 was going to begin to hold. He unfolded that, layered that, until we got to the end of 2019. On December the 28th, I was preparing to go to our year-end prophetic meeting, and suddenly, while preparing and getting dressed for that meeting, it's as if the wall just disappeared. I doubled over in travail. I saw the whole world, and I saw the world and a map, and it just was shaking. And the Lord said, I don't want to talk to you about a year. I want to talk to you about a decade. Glory to God. And he said, this shall be known as a decade of deliverance.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now, we don't have time to unfold all that that word deliverance entails. But we sure begin to tap the depths of a lot of it last night.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we see and understand then that God is saying to us, and the Lord, as we were instructed last night, instructed us, don't put your own interpretation on what that means. I learned that from spiritual fathers. And so more recently, when they brought up a world map and I saw the concentric circles of the coronavirus and the data of what the CDC was showing, all of a sudden I realized I was seeing play out before me in a matter of 2 months what I had seen 2 months before in the Spirit and prophesied. And we're right in the middle of what the Spirit of God said. Right in the middle of it. Which means He was ahead of it.
Amen.
Which means He has answers for it.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? And as I shared with you last night, as He began to talk about that shaking, He said to me, I'm going to hold you responsible because a new generation of deliverers is being born.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And He said, I'm going to hold you responsible to do your part. He talked to me about the decade. In fact, some of the things I showed you, we have to have those tools to do our part.
Amen.
Amen. Because deliverers, I saw dots hitting the map all over the world. What I didn't tell you about the Bible school was that the Lord really is hurtling upon us to develop that and develop it in an online way for a lot of reasons. One of the ministers that's associated with us has several thousand, in fact, the largest Christian footprint in the nation of Pakistan. Right. And his leader called him, and they said, Dad, because he's a spiritual father to them, we've got to start a Bible school. We have so many people in churches starting. They're untrained. We've got to. And he said, okay. He said, now, we may get a couple of things going. But he said, now, and they came to him with it. He said, hang on, you know that I'm under the covering, Brother Tracy, you know, and they're launching. He's told me, we visited about this. He's launching a Bible school this year for just this purpose. He said, hang on. He said, we'll have this thing up and running in Pakistan this year.
Amen. Lord God.
And he's got about 6,000 Christian leaders. 6,000.
Wow.
Leaders. Not leaders. Right. We're not talking about people. We're talking about pastors, leaders, evangelists in his organization.
Right.
Wow. That's just Pakistan alone. That's not India and China where he lives now and all of that.
Right.
That's underneath the umbrella.
Absolutely. Wow.
That's just one.
Right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now the point being is that to do our part, we've got to get this done.
Amen.
We can't let moss grow on the tree. Amen? We've got to keep stepping. And you do that by faith. The kind of things that we're dealing with right now, this shaking, is designed to divert our attention.
Right.
To get us to slow down and question. To cause us to be distracted and stop and pull back. Brother Tony, we might have an opportunity to talk about this later, or you may remember it. You might have actually been in the meeting. But I was in your fair state some years ago, shortly after 9/11. And I wasn't at your church, of course, but you got a great, phenomenal work there. But the church I was in, I had a vision. I remember it to this day. I was preaching out of Mark 3 because God gave me a specific word, because as I was praying, looking into that service, I saw what 9/11 did to the church. You know how our economy was hit in 9/11. And here's what I saw. Have you ever, seen a spider run through or something, a large spider? Most of them, but I mean, if you hit that thing, whack, it draws up its legs, you know.
Yeah.
It just it curls up its leg. You know what I'm talking about? It gets hit real hard, it pulls back like that. That's what I saw the church doing. Their hand was stretched out, and it went like this. They pulled back. And I heard the Lord say to me, because I was preaching out of Mark 3, where there was a man in the synagogue with a withered hand. And he looked around upon the people, and he was grieved for their hardness of heart. Because he said, what's right and lawful? To heal on Sabbath day, to do good or evil on the Sabbath day? And he said to the man, stand forth in the midst. And if anybody knows what he said to him, he said, stretch forth your hand. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Stretch forth your hand. And what happened to him? It was what? Restored how? He uses the word restored, and he uses the word whole. Restored whole as the other. And the Lord said to me, the only things that are going to be restored in your life are the things you stretch forth to. And he said, and I was in the prophet's office, and he said, you tell this church. I saw them. I saw the church as if it were one man's hand. And I saw the church pulling back because of 9/11, because of fear, and I'm not sure about finances, and I don't know what's going to happen. See, the whole purpose of this shaking right now, I mean, just today in a restaurant, the people look at us and they said, it was a desolate place. I'm talking about nobody there but us. And the manager comes by and looks at us, kind of with a, and he says, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for braving this and coming out. What does that mean? That means that everybody that's associated with that one establishment, now you multiply that all over the world.
Right.
And you wonder what the enemy's trying to do to our economy.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you think people are going to amp up and give to launch the gospel? Or do you think they're going to hunker down and wait this thing out and use what resources they got?
Yep.
What do you think they're going to do? That's the enemy's always been the enemy's plan. Get them to draw back. And I saw in the spirit, when I was in Alabama all those years ago, I saw them pull their hand back like this. I saw people through fear pull back, and I saw the hand wither. And I prophesied to that church, and I said to that church, if you pull back, the answer in this hour for your breakthrough and success is to stretch out. If you pull back right now, this church will wither, and I'm concerned that it will even be in existence. Guess what? That church is not in existence. And it was thriving. Am I telling the truth? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Spiritual law. That control pulled it back. Now I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, now is not the time to pull back.
Amen.
Glory be to God. There's a shaking going on. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, I can sense that anointing hitting me so strong right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's giving us answers, but we're going to have to follow that wisdom. The answers are in the wisdom. The answers are in that instruction. The answers are to walk by faith and do what the Lord says in the middle of it. Because our government is not a democracy. Our government is a kingdom.
Right.
You know, when I say that, it saddens me that there's not an immediate response. Yes!
Yeah. Praise God. Yes.
It's because we've been lulled into thinking. I mean, we're watching, people are watching the market every day, rising and falling with the numbers. You know, when Satan appeared before the Lord and talked about attacking Job, he said, "Where have you been?" He said, "I've been up and down and to and fro in the earth." And I saw that and I said, "You know what? That is the story. That's the devil's life, up and down and to and fro, up and down and to and fro. You show me somebody that's up and down and to and fro and up and down and to and fro, and I'll show you somebody that's driven around by the devil like the wind."
Right.
When you're planted by God, you're stable. Your roots are deep. God built the church on a rock. You have some enduring fruit, and you're not afraid when evil tidings come. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're stupid and foolish and ignore it. I'm saying that you don't react to it. You act in it.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
It's not about you to sit back and act like it's not happening. That's not the point. Joseph didn't sit back and act like it wasn't happening, but he did get some wisdom that caused him to be the wealthiest nation in the whole planet, because while everybody else was tanking, all the riches were coming to them. And I'm telling you, there is a wisdom, and the purpose of this shaking is to shake out our harvest into our lap. But we're never going to have our harvest if we operate by conventional thinking where finances are concerned, or if we're mammon driven and we pull back through fear and we hunker down. That is not the reaction to this moment. That's not the kingdom's reaction to this moment. This shaking is not to shake the church. This shaking is for the church.
Right.
Glory be to God. So that everything that's been holding the church back can be shaken away.
Yeah. Right.
And the church can be left with things that cannot be moved rock solid. Glory be to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. This is not negative, it's positive in Jesus' name. I believe it with all my heart. So the Lord said to me that in this shaking, there would be a number of things that would take place. I saw governments changing, economies shifting and changing. Borders rearranging, the answer of God, dots being placed on the map. And I shared some things with you about kingdom government and the rise, false apostles beginning to disappear, because there's going to be showdowns and displays of power, and false glory is not going to stand. Amen. And the people that have the real are going to rise. And in the midst of gross darkness, we're going to rise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has arisen upon us. And I'm telling you, the world is going to tremble and see that we're called by the name of the Lord and be afraid of us. And the camels are coming. And the riches of the kings are coming into the hands of King Jesus once again.
Amen.
I promise you, yet once more I shake the heavens and the earth, and the gold is mine, he said in Haggai, and the silver is mine, and the desire of all nations shall come. Can you imagine that in the middle of the shaking is the time your desires are coming to pass? Oh, glory be to God. See, it's in the shaking when the desires come. It's in the shaking when the receiving comes. It's for the church. Hallelujah. This is for the church. It's not to cause the church to run and hide. It's to cause the dross to be kicked off the church, so the church can rise and shine and the world can see who the church really is. Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe we shouldn't start in Isaiah 30. Hold your finger there. If you're open to it, we're coming right back to it. But let's go ahead and read a set of scriptures we've referred to that we haven't read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. He says that we haven't come to the mountain like where Moses was, where it quaked and shook with the cloud and lightning and smoke. But here's what he said we've come to. Verse 23, we've come to the general assembly. Glory be to God. Actually, let's go to verse 22. We've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to spirits of just men made perfect.
Amen.
And we've come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the blood, say the blood,
blood.
The blood of sprinkling that speaks. Glory be to God. The blood of sprinkling that speaks.
Yes.
I said the blood of sprinkling that speaks.
Yes. Yes.
Say that. The blood of sprinkling.
The blood of sprinkling.
That speaks.
That speaks.
Say it again.
The blood of sprinkling that speaks.
Now why is that important? Because we're about to see what voice it is that's going to shake everything up.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. Are you with me here?
Yeah.
He said, see that you refuse not him that speaketh.
Amen.
So who's doing the speaking? Back up to verse 24. To Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Mediator of the new covenant. The new covenant is speaking.
Yes.
Jesus is speaking. Yes. To the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than of Abel. See to it that you refuse not him. Who's that? Jesus, who shed his blood. Don't refuse Jesus speaking to you. Jesus, who has shed his blood. Don't refuse that voice.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. How come? Because he says, if they escape not who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape. Evidently, his voice speaking is our escape route.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you seeing what's going on here? He said, how shall we escape? Look at this. My. How shall we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised. Say, he has promised. Now notice this. This is not a plague. This is not a pestilence. This is not from the earth or from the devil. This is God promising the church. He's about to speak from heaven and shake the whole thing up.
Amen.
This shaking is not negative.
Right.
Right.
It's God fulfilling his promise to the covenant people.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, I'm glad I came back to church. And yet this word, I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Now that's an important information. Why? Because ultimately we can tie that back to Joel's prophecy of the end. And he basically says, there'll be signs in heavens above and wonders in the earth beneath, and I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons, right, and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. And then he talks about all that call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In that great and terrible day, when everything is shaking, all, every person that calls on God in the middle of the shaking will be delivered.
Yeah.
Now, what is going to bring the deliverance? That outpoured spirit, Joel says. Amen. Now, understand that if Joel's talking about that, then Jesus also prophesied it. Look at Luke 21:15, and we'll come back to Hebrews 12. Jesus also prophesied this. In Luke chapter 21, I believe it's verse 15. I may have to, glory to God. Let me go back there with you. I know we're in the right chapter. I want to make sure I got the right verse. I don't believe I do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, I don't have the right verse, but that's a good one. In fact, let's read that one in the Amplified. You're going to like it before I read the next one. Are you ready? Look what it says. And we'll drop down after this. We'll drop down to verse 26, but let's read verse 15 in the Amplified. For I myself will give you a mouth, and I'm going to give you such utterance and wisdom that all of your foes combined will be unable to stand against or refute. See, words are how you respond to the shaking.
Right.
Amen? And they have to be faith-filled words. They can't be fear-filled words. Now drop down to verse 26. Notice what it says in verse 26. Men, and this is the Amplified here, men swooning away are expiring with fear and dread and apprehension and expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken. Do you see this? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The King James says men's hearts will fail them for fear because they're looking after the things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Can you see that the fear will either shake faith up in you or shake fear up in you? And it can't shake out of you what's not there. And so we are going to have to realize that our response to the shaking is a barometer. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We're going to have to realize that our response to the shaking is an indicator. It's the dipstick that tells us if we're full of oil.
Right.
It's the thermometer that tells us what our temperature is.
Right.
It's the barometer meeting that tells us if we're in low pressure or high pressure.
Right.
Understand that God told the Israelites, I didn't take you through the wilderness to find out what was in you. I took you through the wilderness to show you what was in you.
Yeah.
So He's shaking everything in you that can be shaken. Why? Because the only way to survive is He's got to dislodge your trust in shakable things.
Right.
Oh, come on now.
Right.
Because if it can be shaken and you're hanging on to it, you can be shaken.
Exactly.
But if you're hanging on to something that can't be shaken, it doesn't matter what shaking is going on around you. So He's got to remove your trust in something that's shakable. Something that's temporary, something that's seen, something that's natural. And He's got to get your trust on a rock. Woo! He's got to get your roots deep in the Word, in the blood, in the covenant with a shield. A shield is a covering. The shield of faith, hallelujah. It quenches every fiery dart of the wicked one. So know this, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen? I know no way can I be shaken. That's the way you need to say it. I need to say I'm immovable. I'm unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'm unshakable.
Right.
Nothing is impossible. My roots are deep, and you need to start talking to yourself. My heart is grounded. My heart is fixed. It's trusting in the Lord. I will not be moved though evil tidings come my way. I myself will be on a rock in an inaccessible place, and I'll just wait this thing out till I see the desire come on my enemies. With long life He'll satisfy me and show me His salvation. Why? Because it shall not come near me. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. I am not afraid of the noisome pestilence that walketh in the new day. I am not afraid of the arrow that flies by day and night. I'm not afraid of the tumult that's around me. The young lion and the adder, I will tread them underfoot. His angels have keeping power over me. They hold me up and bear me up, lest my foot dashes against a stone. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge, my God, my fortress, my buckler, my shield. In Him will I trust. I say it today. I say it tomorrow. I said it yesterday. And I'll say it next week. I cannot be moved and I cannot lose with what I use. I'm part of a kingdom that can stand forever. So Satan, take your saddle and ride your horse out of here, because there's a new sheriff in town. Jesus has sat down. You're under His feet. I'm reigning with Him. Greater is He that's on the inside of me. And no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Settle that issue. In fact, that's what Luke 21 says. Most people don't know these verses, but if you back up to verse 11, it's one of my very favorites, because I learned this years ago. I learned this spiritual law years ago, and I want to read it to you. And let's go back to King James, if you would. He says this. He says, great earthquakes, that's shakings.
Right.
Shakings in all different kinds of places.
Right.
Causing economy shifts. That's famines.
Yeah.
Feast or famine, that's an economy shift.
Yep. Yeah.
And pestilence, that's coronavirus.
Yep.
So now, how's it going to affect the economy? What about this pestilence? Should we hunker down? There's a great shaking going on. Can you see? Shaking, pestilence, economy. Shaking, pestilence, economy. Okay, it's the same demon.
Right.
Yeah.
Same demon.
And he says, here's what he's trying to get people to move. By fearful sights and great signs. Notice what it says in verse 12. Oh, I love it. Before all these, men will even try to lay their hands on you. Violence, gang warfare, mass shootings, persecutings, even delivering you up to the synagogues and in prisons. That means religious folk join in with the world instead of standing in the kingdom. being brought before kings and rulers because you're actually standing on the covenant by other Christians.
Right.
Oh, thank you for your enthusiasm here. And look at the next verse. Before all these, it says, and. Oh, I'm so glad he didn't stop there. I'm so glad there's an and. Somebody say and. What's going to happen to it? It shall what? Say it shall turn. Say it again. Say it again. Say coronavirus shall turn. Say when it's coming down my street. Before it gets to my driveway. It shall turn. Woo! I remember one time being in a meeting with Reinhard Bonnke, and he was talking about a lady that he had ministered to, and she came and said, Brother Bonnke, I want to ask you a question. And he said, what is it, ma'am? She says, I have a demon, and he sits right here. And he says, dear lady, you said what now? I have a demon, and he sits right here. And he looked at that sweet lady. I got so tickled. Brother Reinhard, he was one of a kind, man. He looks at that lady and says, dear lady, he said, flies can only land on a cold stove. You get the picture, don't you? You understand what's going on here. No coronavirus. I have a coronavirus and it's it for a year. No, it can't land on me. It's your turn.
Right.
I still remember him in his German accent sort of a way, in his unique Reinhard Bonnke way. He imitated a fly. And he said, here's the fly. It's going at the stove. The stove is on. And he turned away. And I'm telling you, it's your turn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's your turn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it shall turn.
Yeah.
Every demonic thing may be launched against you, but it shall turn.
Yeah.
You've got a shield. You've got a help. You've got a covering. Glory be to God. And your harvest is coming quick. You cannot be shaken. There is no way. Everything around me will be shaken, but I cannot be shaken. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Why, it's going to turn to me for a testimony.
Yeah.
Sound like to me, shaking time is testimony time.
Yeah.
Sound like to me, in the shakings, when we get all of our testimonies.
Yeah.
Woo! Am I helping anybody here today?
Yeah.
Now look at verse 14. I like this. Settle it therefore in your heart. See, this thing's got to get settled. That's the reason we had these 3 days. This has to get settled. Something that's settled can't be shaken.
That's right.
So we're either going to meditate on the newscast, or we're going to meditate on...
That's good. Come on.
Or we're going to meditate before we ever face anything, because this is no different than any other thing that came that the name of Jesus put down. It came from the same source and already defeated one.
Yeah.
The only thing that gives us life is the multiplied billions of people-wide fear.
Yeah. Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
So understand, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying it doesn't have a right to exist in me.
That's right.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, glory be to God. Woo, glory be to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
My God Almighty. Go back with me to Hebrews 12 and let's finish this real quick. He says, don't refuse him that speaks, because his speaking is the voice from heaven that's going to shake everything up, and it's God fulfilling his promise to you. He says his voice then shook the earth, but now he's promising yet once more. This is verse 26 of Hebrews 12. Yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven and this word. Yet once more signifies the removing. Why would he say once more if whatever he's shaking out is not going to come back? He'd have to shake it again if it didn't get shaken out. But whatever is holding you back is about to be shaken out of your way,
yeah,
never to come back.
Right.
Oh, my God. My. Yet once more. Signifies the removing. Understand, this shaking is not against you, it's for you.
Right.
You're not doing something wrong because it's shaking.
Right.
God's fulfilling his word because it's shaking.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And what he's saying is there's going to be the removing. Shaking is for the removal. Removal of what? All the things that have been holding you back from the promise. This is God fulfilling His promise. All the stuff that's been hindering you, the stuff that's in your way. Let me show you this again, and I'll talk to you about another side of this. Do y'all have that clip of that pecan tree checker? Glory be to God. You do realize that when you give, it shall be given to you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Running over. Shall men give into your bosom. Shaking together. Glory to God. Shaking together. Look at this. Let's watch this for a second. I want to point out something to you. I'm telling you, that's a major fruit dropping in a hurry.
Yeah.
Did you notice that pecans weren't the only things that came out of that tree? Bunch of dead limbs came out of that tree. Did you know the shaking doesn't only produce the fruit? It totally and completely severs the non-fruit bearing things from your life. The dead things that can't produce fruit, it shakes them off of you. Now, Jesus did that. Jesus did that in Mark 11:14. He was walking down the road. He saw a fig tree, had leaves. Looked like it ought to be rare fruit. Deceptive. Deceived him. Because the fruit appears when the leaves appear. So if it had leaves, it should have fruit. So it had the appearance of fruit. That's the form of godliness denying the power. That's people doing religious stuff, huh? That creates a break in the power and won't produce the promise. Are you with me? And he turned and spoke to that thing. He said, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." Now here's what I want you to see. It shook that tree to its roots. It killed her deader than dead. By the time they walked back there the next morning, they saw it dead. I'm talking about from the roots up. Oh, Master, how soon? Now, here's the deal. Not only was that fruit-bearing thing out of Jesus' ministry way, because of His faith-filled words killing that thing at the root, I'm talking about taking it out of the way, He took it out of every other man's way. He said, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. You deceive me, but you're never, ever going to deceive another man." Something happens when you break over the top. Now, not only do you get it, but you got something to help other people never walk that path again. Oh, do you understand? His use of faith affected every man that ever walked by that tree again.
Yes.
One day the Lord asked me about Mark 11:24 when I was meditating on it. And He talked to me about Kenneth Hagin when he was a paralyzed, dying with a blood disease and a deformed heart. And He asked me, He said, "Son, when Mark 11:24, I think you might have heard me say this before. In fact, I need to make this available to all our partners. You know what? Make a mark of this. I'm going to get it. I saw it the other day, the notes on it. And I know when I preached, it was in November in Canada. You were there in the meeting when I preached that. And I had that list and I read some things. I'm telling you, the glory of God moved in there, did it not? I'm telling you, the Lord asked me this question that afternoon when I was in Canada in my room. He said, "Son, when Kenneth Hagin, let me ask you, when Kenneth Hagin, as a teenage boy, came off that bed, when Mark 11:24 brought Kenneth Hagin off that bed that day, my question is, what else came off that bed that day?" Jimmy Jones every sermon you've ever preached, every person you've ever touched, his life radically changed. With rabbit ears, right? Am I right? On a radio program or something, or TV, or I don't know what it was, but you heard a man preaching, turned out to be Kenneth Hagin. Am I telling the truth? What was it exactly?
Kenneth Copeland.
Tell us about the camp meeting, and you went and got in Brother Hagin's camp meeting, and you wound up at Rhema, and Mark 11:24.
That's right.
Do you understand? I had a whole list of what came off the bed that day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mark 11:24 didn't just heal one man and bring him off the bed that day. Rhema Bible Training Center came off the bed that day. Every graduate that's ever gone through that Bible school came off the bed that day. Every miracle of the word of faith that's been worked by the gifts of the Spirit, by any person that received that revelation that's gone around the world, came off the bed that day. There are works all over the world, unprecedented, fruit that remains. People still watching videos today after he's in heaven that came off the bed that day. Glory be to God. And the day Jesus spoke to that tree, it worked in reverse. What happened that day, no other man that ever lived would ever be the same, because that tree would never deceive them, because it was dead. He affected their life, their course forever after that day.
Right.
And I'm telling you, there's something in the shaking right here.
Yes.
They're shaking loose some things where no more. Yet once more, he says, I'm saying it one more time, because there's the removal of things that can be shaken so that that which cannot be shaken can remain. There's some things coming out of captivity. There's some things coming out of prison. Some things that have been holding you back are being shaken off. Some harvest you haven't received are coming suddenly in Jesus' name. And did you see that covering on that thing? I'm telling you, to get your harvest, you've got to be under the right covering. Because this thing is coming so fast and furious.
Yes.
You've got to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. There are spiritual laws involved here, and a whole lot of shaking is going on. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Woo, glory to God, shall men give into your bosom in Jesus' name. Do you believe it today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now quickly, let's go back where we were last night, and we won't be very long at this, because I've got one more thing to do, and we're going to ask the Holy Ghost to punctuate these meetings.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 30, I want you to see it one more time. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. I wanted you to see that because I want you to understand that the shaking is for the church.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's got to get settled in the heart of people. That this is not a negative thing. Oh yeah, you're going to be separated from some things. But what are you going to be separated from? From the stuff holding you back.
Right.
From the stuff that's causing you torment and fear.
Right.
You're going to be separated from things that can't save you in the day when you need to trust in them. You're going to have the non-fruit-bearing dead things knocked out of your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, we're going to start in let's just read verse 32. Because we were there last night. We read the surrounding verses. For time's sake, let's just read verse 32. He says, in every place. Actually, let's go to verse 31. We need to read two verses here. Verse 31. Through the voice of the Lord. Now, we've already seen that the voice of the Lord is what does it. The word of God is what does it. The voice of the Lord, through the voice of the Lord, shall the Assyrian, the enemy, be beaten down, which smote with a rod. Now, look at this. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps and in the battles of shaking. Glory be to God. You know what they said about Pharaoh and the Exodus? They said, it is written in the book of the wars of the Lord. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, not the coronavirus. That's not the Lord's doing. But shaking the world up, showing them that without trust in Him, they have no hope.
Right.
Shaking them up. You understand? The hand of the Lord is extended. And I'm telling you, the whole earth is reeling and shaking. And no, the coronavirus wasn't sent from God. The coronavirus is just a harvest of the end of all sowing and reaping. Understand, every seed is going to come to maximum yield. Every seed in the last days is going to come to maximum harvest. That's why you want some seed in the ground. Because it's not just the positive seed that comes to maximum harvest. There's tares in the field also, but there's harvesting angels. And the first thing that's going to happen when the tares mature is the angels are going to gather the tares, right, separate them from the wheat, and throw them in the fire, right, and the wheat is coming into the barn.
Amen.
I'm telling you, glory be to God, the whole purpose of a shaking is not only a shifting, it's a separation. He's separating. Listen. When that tree shook, it separated the harvest from what was holding it from falling into your lap.
Right.
It shook it out of the firm thing that was holding it up.
Right.
It's time for your harvest to be shaken loose.
Yes.
It's time for the enemy's grip over holding back your harvest to be shaken free.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He's not only shaking off the dead things, He's shaking off the attachments to your harvest and causing it to come loose and come to you. And it's done by the word of the Lord. Jesus looked at the disciples and He knew prophetically He had to walk in, He had to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. The problem was the donkey was tied up somewhere. Understand, Jesus, the provision to fulfill Jesus' prophetic destiny was tied up somewhere. It wasn't that it didn't exist. It just was tied up somewhere. And for Him to have the provision, the donkey, the jet,
right,
the van, the bus,
right,
to carry Him to His destiny, it was tied up somewhere in somebody else's hands, where two ways meet, somewhere else. But by the word of wisdom, by the supernatural signs and wonders, by the spirit of seeing and knowing, He told His disciples, go loose that donkey and bring him to me. And I'm telling you, there's a shaking. People aren't going to understand what you're doing, but that's okay. He said, if anybody asks you, what are you doing? You tell them the Lord has need of it. And I'm telling you, the main thing that is being said by God in this shaking is, I'm shaking loose to my people everything they need, for the Lord has need of it to get in this last day's harvest.
Yeah.
So He is shaking it up and cutting the enemy's grip off of it, and it's coming out of heaven and it's falling in your lap. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, is coming in your bosom. Learn how to reap it. Learn how to receive it. Settle it in your heart. No matter what's going on, this thing shall turn to you for a testimony. And your harvest is coming back now in this lifetime and in the lifetime to come, 100-fold. You hadn't left lands that you're not going to get lands back. You haven't left house that you're not going to get houses.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, God will be no man's debtor. I said God will be no man's debtor. And He will keep His word. And the least kernel, He says in Amos, at the end of Amos, that like a sift in a sieve, do you know when you sift flour, what are you doing to it? Have you ever knocked on something when the flour got stuck? Ladies, if you've ever sifted flour and it kind of gets stuck and it's kind of hard and it's packed together and you hit it and shake it loose, do you not? And then you run that thing through it. What are you doing? You're shaking that thing up. You're loosening it up so it can fall through.
Right. Right.
And that's exactly what Amos says that he's going to do in the last days. He said, I'm going to shake every nation, and I'm going to shake every house, and I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken. And he said, the least kernel, the smallest seed that's ever fallen through into the earth will not fall from my sight. That means nobody at any time, anywhere, has sown any kind of a seed, significant or insignificant, that until the sun's quit shining on God's green earth, no seed has ever been sown that will not be harvested by someone somewhere. He'll be no man's debtor.
Amen.
And so that's why we ought to begin to rejoice in the last days. Why? Because we're the 11th hour worker, which means some planted, others watered, but I sent you to reap. We're the combine.
Yeah.
The prophets prophesied it, but they didn't see it. The apostles handed the early beginnings of it, but here we are. We're going to have everything they had plus ours. We're going to do everything they did plus things they never saw. We've got the early and the latter rain. He's doubling down on it. Glory be to God. It's the day of double. It's the overlap time. It's the powers of the age to come. It's the shake up, shake out, and go for it time. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what's happening to you, but it's rumbling all inside of me. My God. If I said it last night, I'm going to say it again. Shake my tree. Let her shake. Let her rock. Let her roll. It's the Lord saying. Huh? It's the Lord saying. I'm going to remove everything that's been holding you back. It's the Lord saying. I'm going to untie your donkey. And you're not going to have to go get it in your own strength. It's going to be brought to you. And no one that questions you can keep it from coming. Your prophetic destiny is at hand. Shout it out. Battles of shaking. Now he describes battles of shaking here in these verses as praise and worship and offerings. We talked about that last night in some detail. I want to finish tonight with one more detail. Because the idea of shaking is the Hebrew word for not only a wave offering, but swinging your arms like in a violent action with a sword or something in battle, or extending your hand like a boxer would punch, delivering a blow to his enemy. God is slapping his hand down on the table and he's rumbling everything. I'm telling you, the poker chips are flying and he's taking the pot. Yeah. Glory be to God. You understand what's happening here? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I want to talk to you about that very, very briefly in this final moment of our time together in these 3 days. Go with me to Isaiah. We're already in Isaiah. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 11. Are you learning anything?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I get lost in these things, I'm telling you, there is no clock for me.
Amen.
When I get lost in this, all of the sudden, things come alive. Life has purpose. I see where I'm going. I'm not confused anymore. And I could sit and say, God, teach me some more. Amen.
Yes.
Look at what it says in Isaiah 11. And he says this in verse 9. I'm going to use the Amplified here now. They shall not hurt or destroy in all of my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And it says in the next verse, they will inquire and seek knowledge, and his dwelling shall be glory, his rest will be glorious. And then he says, in that day the Lord shall again lift up his hand a second time. To recover, to acquire, and to deliver. Glory be to God. Now let's drop on down. And verse 12 says, he will raise up a signal to the nations, and he will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and will gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Now isn't that what we said last night? The Lord gave me this. He showed me this. He said, announce it. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Raise up the people, let them hear it. He said, so I prophesied, Ezekiel said. So I prophesied as I was commanded. It started moving in this room last night. It's moving in here tonight again. I prophesied as I was commanded. And behold, a noise, a very great noise, and a shaking. And bone came to bone. And everything started coming together. I'm telling you, everything you've ever dreamed is coming together to fulfill the desires of your heart and your destiny. If you don't believe it, read Haggai chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. Haggai 2, 5 says, according to the word I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you, fear ye not. Yet once more I shake the heavens and the earth. Can you see that the shaking is the word of the covenant being fulfilled? Can you see the same spirit that does the shaking is shaking because he's the one that promised the desire of all nations will come? Can you see that he's the one that says the silver is mine and the gold is mine and the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former? He's shaking silver and gold into his house. He's shaking glory into his house. He's shaking everything we've desired into our hands. Everything is coming together. He said, restoration is coming. We will restore them, Nehemiah said. And we will require nothing of them, Nehemiah said. And by verse 13 of Nehemiah 5, anybody that won't fulfill this promise, we're going to shake them out of our lap. Glory be to God. God is going to shake off of your life everyone and everything that is like a cloud without rain. This promised you something and couldn't fulfill it. And I'm telling you, no longer is God going to put up with the devil stringing carrots in front of people only to lead them along and, right. and lead them about. No, God, oh my goodness, God.
Yes.
God is coming to intervene and yes. rescue his people.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Now let's read this. Verse 15. Let's go back to King James. Verse 15. Isaiah 11:15. And the Lord shall utterly destroy. Look at this now. The Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. How's he going to do it? With his mighty wind, he will what?
Shake
what?
His hand.
With his mighty wind, do you see this? He will shake his hand over it. Now what I want you to see is it was a strong east wind that blew the Red Sea open. According to this, when the wind of God blew in, it was the hand of God shaking over the situation. Maybe I'm a little ahead of myself, but let's just go ahead and put it together. Oh, glory to God. Look what it says happens to it. He says, he shall shake his hand over the river and shall smite it into seven streams and make men go over dry shod. Whack! He hit the ocean. Whoa! When the wind blew, whoa! Well, the winds of God are the angels. When the angels got unleashed on that thing, the hand of God got extended. And when the hand of God got extended, the firewall was behind them. And Pharaoh couldn't even see them through the wall of fire, for our God is a consuming fire. Go back and read Hebrews 12, verse 29. The end of that says, let us serve God with worship and reverent fear, for our God's a consuming fire. The thing to do in the shaking is to worship God with reverent and wonderful fear, because the consuming fire of His glory will fall on what is shaken and it'll burn up all the chaff, and you and I will come out of the fire pure, left with a bunch of wheat. Glory be to God. Do you see what's going on here? He hit that river. Boom! It blew apart and it was God shaking His hand. The wind hitting it was God shaking His hand. And His people went over an immovable object in the shaking. An impassable point
right.
to get to the other side.
Right.
God said, I'm going to lift up my hand a second time. Whack! When I do, it's going to split what's been trying to split you.
Yeah.
It's going to come at you one way and it's going to run off from you seven ways. Yeah. And you're going to just walk over dry shod.
Right.
Woo! Glory to God!
Yeah.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah.
What is it? The hand of the Lord, wham, hitting my enemy with fury right on top of his head. I'm telling you, it's going to be a quick work. It's going to be a mighty work. So we've got to get ourselves ready. Now the wind of God, can you imagine? Anybody know what happened in the upper room?
Yeah.
What happened? Now we see the wind of God is the hand of God.
Yeah.
Right. Are you with me? Say, the wind of God,
the wind of God
is the hand of God.
Is the hand of God.
Say it again.
The wind of God is the hand of God.
Can you see that? So he's now going to hit an immovable object in human strength and move it out of your way and keep it from hindering where he told you to go. When you go to the book of Acts, here's what he says. He says, when they gathered together in Acts 4, after the wind filled that upper room, you do realize he split that river. According to Isaiah 11, he split that river. You do realize that Jesus said, if you drink, it'll be a well of everlasting life. He said, I'm the fountain of living waters, but if you drink of me, out of his belly shall flow rivers. You do realize the river flowed through the garden and watered the garden, but when it got to the edge of the garden, it broke into four heads. You do realize what God did when the wind came in that upper room. The fire came in there. And the Bible says it calls them cloven tongues, divided fire. Split tongues. Cloven, like a cloven hoof. And it went vroom, vroom, vroom. Pieces of that fire sat on every one of them. What was God doing? God was splitting the river and apportioning the boundaries of the earth. Glory to God. No wonder when they went in the power of that thing, they said they that have turned the world upside down have come here too. Because the Spirit that laid the foundations of the earth put it on them to shake the world, to shake darkness out of it, to shake the wickedness out of it, and to impart the hand of God in the situation. And we know that because they rose up against them in Acts 4. And they went to God in prayer, and they said, Lord, behold their threatenings. And they began to pray, and they said, Lord, grant unto your servants that with all boldness we might speak your word. Oh, do you know where I'm going with this? Grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand. Oh, glory be to God. That mighty signs and wonders might be done by the name. Oh, glory to God. You see what's happening here? That's Acts 4:30. Acts 4:30. The stretched forth hand. Say it, Acts 4:30. The stretched forth hand. Say it one more time. The stretched forth hand. Bring it up on the screen. Acts 4:30. The stretched forth hand of God. Look at this. What does the stretched forth hand of God do? This is huge. Acts 4, verse 30. Look at it. By stretching forth your hand. To do what? Somebody say to heal. And what else? Signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. What happens when the hand got stretched forth? How about verse 31? And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Glory to God. The place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! And they spoke the word with boldness. By the next chapter, people wouldn't even approach them. Peter was walking down the street, and they were healed on both sides by a shadow. Ananias and Sapphira fell dead because they lied to him. Do you understand? Can you imagine what might have happened when Ananias conceived in his heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? And he walks up to Peter, whom the shaking hand of God has fallen upon. And he comes in the temple, and he said, did you agree to sell it for such and such? And this is the whole price? He said, yeah. He said, why have you allowed Satan? Why have you conceived it in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Don't you know? I know what happened. He started shaking. And he fell. And they toted him out feet first. It sure is getting awesome in this holy house right here. Do you understand what's happening here? There's a shaking going on, and it is the work of the Holy Ghost. There's a great shaking going on, and the enemy cannot abide in the day of his shaking. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is being poured out in an unprecedented way, and it's for this last day's harvest. And it's going to be a quick work. Glory be to God. Yes. And here, when the Holy Ghost comes into you, he comes in for a reason. To shake you up.
Right.
Why in the world, do we get all whatever about a Holy Ghost meeting when somebody comes in not full of the Holy Ghost and doesn't understand it? They're not supposed to. They're not filled with it.
Right.
It's shaking them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Amen.
It's shaking up their whole world.
Yeah.
They're seeing the presence of a world that they didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
It's a realm beyond the heavens that creates days of heaven on earth. And here's the thing, they may not understand it, but inside their heart starts beating fast and they can't deny it, and the Holy Ghost begins to draw them, and the next thing you know, the wildest service you ever saw. When they invited the visitor to come to church, you know, the waitress that... People started, I mean, that was the day somebody brought a tambourine on this side and a banjo on that side, and they took off running and the ushers didn't catch it. That's the day. And the pastor's up here saying, oh God, oh God. And I was just about to hand out the visitor's cards. Oh God. And the next thing you know, they don't even realize it, but the same Holy Ghost that drew them to church, the same Holy Ghost that's trying to get them out of that mess. They don't even understand what's going on, but they can't deny it. And they start shaking. And they start coming up that aisle. Some of them won't ever get all the way up the aisle, brother. They'll hit right there and go whack. Because Isaiah prophesies, he says, fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of hypocrites that are going to show up at a lot of churches, and in the very near future, they're going to be surprised, because the glory of God is going to come, and the Holy Ghost is going to take His church back over on a Sunday morning, and some hypocrites are going to fall on their face and glorify God and get really, truly saved.
Amen.
They're going to quit tipping God and start tithing. They're going to start believing God and start attending, and they're going to rise up and say, oh, it's like a lady the other day that got absolutely delivered from a lifestyle she knew she shouldn't have been in. And the power of God delivered her. She said she saw it. She'd never seen anything like that. She's standing in line. John Taylor and I are standing there. We're praying for the folks afterward. I dismiss the folks that if you need prayer, come up here. Power of God starts ripping through the building. And she's looking at, I laid hands on a lady. Wow, the power of God hits her. She hits the floor like a bag of soggy biscuits, you know. And this lady's sitting there saying, well, of course, she's in such a bad shape. She's willing to let me pray for her. Because she's so broke, she doesn't know how to fix it. And I'm not talking about financially broke, just broken in every way. And she's looking at this, okay? And she's standing there. I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to let him pray for me, but I don't know about it. I don't know what. I ain't falling down. She woke up on the floor. So we put our hands on her. The power of God ripped through her. And the next thing you know, all week long, everywhere she is, from telephone post to the checkout stand at Albertson, she said, oh, Jesus is real. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, it's real, y'all. It's real. Jesus is real, y'all. As the fire of God would whoosh. Yeah. She got up off the floor praying and hunting in tongues, got filled with the Holy Ghost, got absolutely delivered, and went home and packed up the bags of the person she wasn't supposed to be with and chunked them outside. Don't tell me the hand of God won't shake you into a new world. Don't tell me the hand of God won't shake you into a new kingdom. Don't tell me the glory of God is not wanting to cause His harvest to come in quick. I right now tonight, because of the situation we're in, I really am believing God for outpourings of the Holy Ghost, for Holy Ghost meetings. We had one last night. Oh, but you know, they can go as deep as we let them go. They can go as long as we let them go. We can stop and give Him room in the service and let Him go. And tonight, had I been instructed to do that, that's what I would have done. But right now, I'm instructed to get roots in the faithful. Because I'm telling you, by the Spirit of the living God, there is a supernatural outpouring that's going to blow through the church so strong, we better have a foundation that can't be shaken.
That's right.
You better know it's God so it doesn't shake up your apple cart. Because there's about to be somebody sitting next to you, and they got all kind of piercings and tattoos and everything else, because Lazarus has come back from the dead.
Amen.
It is on the way to the church, and we better get ready for the evangelist to rise again. He that winneth souls is wise. And I'm telling you, he's doing it right now all over the world. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The place where they were assembled was shaken. Say it.
The place where they were assembled
was shaken. Let me read you two statements, and I want to finish with this thought, and we'll ask the Lord where we need to go from here. Turn to Acts 13. While you're going there, I want to talk to you about something very briefly. The Lord said it to me before I got in the meeting, and I want you to have this. This is really important. We spent 3 days to get to this place, and I don't want to leave you without it. The Lord said this to me, just so that I can say this to you again. He spoke to me a few days ago, and He said, tell my people these things are going to shake out in their favor. Glory to God. no matter what you're walking through, it's about to shake out in your favor.
Amen.
I want to read to you the definition of shakeout. The second definition of the word shakeout in Webster's reads like this: a period or a process in which the relatively weak or unessential things are eliminated. I'm telling you, he's shaking the weakness out of your life. He's shaking the unessential things out of your way. And the Lord reminded me, his anointing, his power is coming back to the church.
Amen.
And he reminded me when David tried to bring the ark back into Jerusalem. Now, we could read this on our own from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 5 and following. But it says, as they put that ark on a cart and it was driven by the oxen, it says by verse 5 of 2 Samuel 6, the oxen stumbled. When they did, it shook the ark. Are you hearing me? And I've always wondered, Lord, what's going on here? Why couldn't you let that go? Because this guy that's walking with the ark, he didn't have ill intent. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to help God, so I don't understand why he died. Neither did David. That's why he was up before the Lord, and he wouldn't touch that thing again until he found out that's out of order. What about it was out of order? That's the question. What about this was out of order? Well, we all understand it was never supposed to be on a cart. You know, it's supposed to be carried on the hand of the priest. But that wasn't the biggest part of it. Because many times, people hadn't done things exactly right, and God let them get by with it, with His mercy. Because their heart was right. So, what was the issue? God spoke to me this afternoon before this meeting. I saw it just as clear. And He began to speak to me about this, Brother Jimmy, because David sings a psalm in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16, after they did finally get the ark back. And he says, "Fear the Lord and worship Him. Fear Him and tremble, all ye ends of the earth, because the whole world... they that fear God in the world should be stable." So something happened. That psalm was in reference to the fact that the ark shook and they had a break in the power flow. It rerouted the power. That was the issue. The power was on the ark. God didn't kill Uzzah. Or Uzzah, what do you call his name? God didn't do that. The power was already there. He just touched it wrong. He handled it wrong. You can't say God kills an electrician when he sticks his hand and grabs a live wire. He broke a law. It killed him. Right? God didn't do that. Power's there. Power's on that ark. God wasn't the one who did that to this guy. And I found out what it was. The Lord said this to me. He said, in the shaking, the ark is the anointing. The shaking has to do with the power of God coming to the church. The power of God being restored to the church. And the Lord said to me, it is not for you to put forth your hand to steady the power. Oh, come on now. The ark isn't about you putting forth your hand. The ark is about Him putting forth His hand. Did you get it? The power is His hand extended. And the moment when He puts His hand out, that we put our hand out to touch it, we've actually put our hand against His. It's important when the anointing's flowing that we get under in that power and flow with it.
Right.
And not try to control it, stop it, limit it, or direct it.
Yes.
The number one thing people try to do when something starts shaking is to get their hands on it. God told me to tell you, in this shaking, it isn't about you doing something to get your hands on it to save yourself. To help God out. This shaking isn't about you putting forth your hand. This shaking is about God putting forth His. God is putting His hand forth in our situation. Are you getting this? The Lord said to me, you don't have to steady the ark. The ark will steady you. You see what's happening? Man's power, he's trying to steady, you know, work the power of God by his hand to stabilize it. No, it's the power of God that makes you stable. The power of God is stable. And the moment we put our hand to touch it, we create a breach. We break it. And instead of it going where it's supposed to go, it arcs over to us. And if I understand, you've had a lot of power, right? I mean, this is something you do. I mean, there's certain voltage. If it's a high and you're not grounded or something, some insulation, you don't want to get real close to it. And there's a reason why. Because it's going one direction. And it's going the direction. Now, sometimes it's not going the direction it's supposed to go, but if it's going the direction it's supposed to go, that's fine. But you get too close to it, and what will happen is it'll arc out of the direction it's supposed to go and go to you. And when it goes to you, it'll kill you. The power is to supply for us.
Amen.
Not for us to figure out how to route it.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to have the worship team step back up here, and I'm going to have you stand up. I want to go to Acts 13. But at least if you're standing up, they'll be hoping the saints that I might be quitting. Glory to God. I've got a whole list of benefits for the shaking. But we've talked about them all. I just didn't enumerate them. In Hebrews 12, the shaking will bring removal. In Exodus 37, the shaking will cause the coming together. In Haggai 2, all your desires come to you in the shaking. In Luke 6, your increase comes in the shaking. In Nehemiah 5, restoration happens in the shaking. In Psalm 68, which we haven't read, God's presence and God's glory is coming in the shaking. In Job 38, the wicked gets shaken out of our way. Glory be to God. In Acts chapter 28, the venom of deception gets shaken off of our lives. Hallelujah. When they shake the dust off of their feet in the Gospel of Luke, the dust of past rejection gets shaken off of our lives. Glory
Amen.
To God. Whatever it is that's come at you, the shaking is not negative, it's positive, and it's here to deliver you, it's here to free you, it's here to increase you, it's here to help you, and it's here to take out of our lives the dead things that are keeping the fruit from coming to pass. Glory be to God. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 6, I want to read the Amplified Bible, and I'm going to read four verses here, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I want to show you what's happening, because here's where we are. Did you know the word of the Lord came to a couple of men in God's kingdom government named Paul and Silas? And after they fasted and prayed, in Acts 13, 2, it says, set apart unto me Paul and Barnabas, I should say Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I've called them. They prayed over them, and they were sent out. Well, when they got sent out in this anointing, it says in verse 6 now, Amplified Classic, if you've got it. When they had passed through the entire island of Cyprus, as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain Jewish wizard or sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. Let's roll now through about verse 10. He was closely associated with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent and sensible man of sound understanding. He summoned to him Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God concerning the salvation of the kingdom of God attained through Christ. But Elymas the wise man, for that's the translation of the name which he had given himself, opposed them. He sought to keep the proconsul from accepting the faith. But Saul, who is called Paul, filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, looked steadily at Elymas and said, you foul master of every form of deception and recklessness, unscrupulousness and wickedness, you son of the devil, you enemy of everything that's upright and good, will you never stop perverting and making crooked the straight paths of the Lord and plotting against His saving purposes? Verse 11. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you. Do you see what's happening here? You've got a demonic situation in a full frontal assault to stop somebody from accepting the power of God and getting the will of God done. Trying to stop his ministry in its tracks. And when he got full of the Holy Ghost, he said, "You foul thing, I see where you're from. I see what spirit you're operating in. By the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, in the control of and under the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit." What happens when they got filled with the Holy Ghost? The place was shaking. What happened when they got filled with the Holy Ghost? The hand of God got extended. This right here is what's about to happen in your situation. Everything that has stood against you. Come on now. The hand of God in this shaking is about to come on it. This is a... Now look what's happening here. He's an apostle. He's sent to take territory. He's preaching the right ways of God, and he's under an authority to do so, and he's backed by that wind and by the power of God. He's backed by kingdom government. He's got a government of darkness opposing him, a demon opposing him. And the hand of God is the government of God. It's the control of the spirit realm. Coming on everything trying to stop him. And the hand of God. You felt it, didn't you? You're feeling it now. I've been preaching all night to get right here. I knew he was going to back me up in it. A lot of people wonder, is this just a teaching? I mean, we've had two nights, and boy, it was thick and powerful and strong. Well, I know tonight it's thick and powerful and strong. I get that. But with all of the hubbub that's going on and all the stuff in the world and all the what are we going to do this Sunday? Leave three meetings like this, and the question is, Pastor, are we going to have church Sunday? Then it makes me wonder, did you hear a thing I said? It's up to you to figure out how to administrate it. But the question of what we're going to do, it's not up for debate. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? The wisdom of God will tell every leader how to go about it. Nobody's expecting people to do things that are my conviction. I wouldn't pawn that off on Brother Tony. But we're all of the same kingdom. Same hand is guiding us here. And whatever wisdom God tells you to do, I can tell you this, the hand of God's going to come on it. And it's going to shake the people to their core. And it's going to bring them out of hiding into the light. You understand what's happening here? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I just feel like I'm supposed to read that again. I want you to understand what this thing is that's coming against us. Paul called it out. Look at verse 10. Paul said it for what it was. I'm going to talk to it like it deserves to be talked to. Coronavirus, you master of every form of deception and recklessness. You unscrupulous disease and backed by spirits of wickedness. You foul offspring of the devil. You enemy of our economy, our government, our churches, and everything good. You trying to make crooked the straight paths of God's people where they don't even want to come to worship. You are plotting against Almighty God. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, coronavirus, the hand of God's coming on you. You will will not stop God's saving purposes. You will not stop God's people. You will not stop the path of God. There's a shaking going on, and coronavirus is going to be shaken right out of our schools, right out of our hospitals, right out of our cities, right out of our grocery stores, right out of our churches, right out of our daycares, right out of your house, right out of the emergency room. It's DOA, dead on arrival. The hand of God's coming on you. Woo! For this is a battle of shaking. And the Lord is fighting our battle with battles of shaking. And He's going to shake loose and out of your way everything that's been trying to stop you on every side. The hand of God's coming on you. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory. Oh, oh, somebody take my breath away. Oh, the hand of God's coming on you. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. The hand of God is coming on you. Woo! I'm telling you, with the wind, He'll shake His hand over the river. And it's going to split. And it's going to cause you to go over dry shod. Everything that's kept you out of your future, by like a wind, the hand of God's going to come over you. Woo, it's going to split everything that's in your way. Hey, 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 like the wind, the hand of God's going to come all shaking over you. And you. And you. And you. And you. You. And the hand of God shaking all over you. And you. And you. And you. Glory to God. The hand of God. Woo, the hand of God shaking all over you. Oh, glory to God. 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 Whoa, glory to God. Hey. Glory. 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 Glory to God. The hand of God shaking all over you. Woo, and all over you, and all over you. Woo, glory, the hand of God's waving over you. Woo, and all over you, the hand of God's all over. Hand of God's all over you. Ah. Hand of God's all over y'all. It's all over Him. It's all over you. It's all over you. It's all over you. It's all over you and you and you. Woo! And with battles of shaking and battles of praising and battles of offerings. Oh, can you hear it? Can you hear it? Oh, yeah, glory. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. And the God is all over you. Oh, yeah. And shaking all over you. Woo! And the wind of God's blowing all over you. You and you. Glory to God. Yeah. Well, you can back up all you want, but it's coming all over you. Hand of God's all over this church.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I hear it. I hear it, Lord. Oh, glory to God. I'm about to turn it over to you guys, but give me this. Hallelujah. The prophet said, call for a minstrel. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I hear the Spirit of God saying something. Oh, glory to God. I hear it. I hear it. I hear the first phrase of it. Whew. Oh, Lord, how big that is. How huge that is. There is the extending of my hand. And it's far reaching over this land. And the United States of America will hear my command. Yes. And they'll rise up and not bury their heads in the sand. For my church will arise with power in this day. And they will have the most force, even in political sway. For no demon power of men's politics shall rule the day. For great shaking shall come their way. And I'll shake out the unrighteous and the deceptive plots. And the righteous governor I've chosen shall begin to trot. And break up out of this despair into a run. For the restoration of my move in America has begun. I'm reaching my hand all across this land. And I'm winnowing it out like a winnowing fan. I'm separating the wheat from the chaff, and at destruction I'll laugh. Corona virus will only have a few days, and then as I rise, I'll smite it and I'll have my way. So get ready for a breakout. It has surely begun, for the Holy Ghost power has begun in my son. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's what you said. That's what you said. That's what you said. March 17, you shall mark the day. Many will point back, and they won't understand that it happened this day. Like the upper room that only happened for a few. Those who had ears to hear, oh, yes, they knew. That the outpouring of the end time had certainly begun. I anointed the few and they went off at the starter's gun. They began to run with my power. The world got turned upside down. But then those who are in despair turned to smiles instead of a frown. Laughter hit the countryside. People delivered, helped, and healed. And the spirit of the enemy was bowed down and stilled. Yes, the move of my spirit in a fresh healing waters revival shall flow. Get ready for March 17th. It was born, don't you know? Oh, yeah, I'll tell them. Oh, yeah, I'll tell them. Oh, yes, I'll tell them. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. The church, it's been like Gideon in its image of itself. Oppressed by the enemy, threshing wheat behind the wine press. But I'm about to visit my church and reveal to the church the might and the covenant and the power that they carry in this midnight hour. And they will arise and go save their country. They will arise and take territory and save their city. They will arise and, like Gideon of old, though it looks like outnumbered, they will be bold. And my people will come out of strongholds, caves, and dens. And as they're told, the spirit of poverty will be broken, don't you know? For the Midianites before like grasshoppers will flee. And the increase that Israel planted, they will surely see. Come into their harvest and into their barn. For their houses I will restore. Because I'm going to fill them with plenty from the ceiling to the floor. They won't have enough room to shut the door. For harvest is coming and restoration too. Every falling, shaking out comes in your lap. So press it down and receive it into you. For I'm saying, saith the Lord, though contained in small arenas and caves and background places where no one can see, after the storm has passed, the wicked will flee. The righteous will emerge and many things will start. For March 17th is when it did start. So rise up, saith the Lord, for you're coming out of darkness into the light. Like Israel out of the land of Egypt, it shall surely be your Exodus flight. I see now. The Lord told Israel, I'll bring you out by a high hand. There's something on that note. Something on that organ note. There's sounds. Heaven's working with some sounds. Use your gifts. Just start playing right now. Start playing right now. I don't know where you're going to go with it, but there's something on that organ. It's the battle of shaking. It's like the blowing of a trumpet. It's the announcement of a battle of shaking. Oh, it's the announcement of the battle of shaking. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Yes, it's all over you. It hadn't lifted from before. But now, you're at the door for more. A double portion can come your way. Lift up your eyes. Your harvest comes today. The time has come, saith the Lord, to receive your reward. So go forward, go forward, go forward. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bless him, Jesus. Yeah, I know. It's coming on you too. That's fine. Thank you for trying to help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. I'm telling you, the hand of the Lord is going to come on all demon-driven, deceptive plots of the enemy against this nation.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, he is going to blind them. You mark my words, the political situation will not get better. It'll look worse and worse. But you see, when God came to deliver Israel, the more they afflicted them, the more they grew.
Right.
I'm telling you, this thing's too big for any demon to handle. America will have its harvest come November.
Yes.
You mark my words. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, 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 glory to God. I don't know what you guys have, but I know you're here for a reason. You're here for the battle of shaking. Whatever that is, your instruments, your components, you're the swinging sword of the battle of shaking. So wherever we've got to go, just begin to worship the Lord. Begin to obey God. And today, let's let God do his thing. If there's anybody here right now tonight, that you were not prayed for in the first two nights, but there's physical sickness in your body, the hand of the Lord is here to smite it.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is shaking over your life. It's happening while we speak. If you need prayer tonight, I'm not going to even start moving in words of knowledge or anything like that. If you need any kind of prayer, the power of God's up here to help you. The hand of the Lord is here to come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break its power. I said we break its power. In the name of Jesus, we break its power. Sweetheart, this is over. You don't have to fear it. It's over. Honey, it's over. Glory to God. Anybody else that needs prayer tonight, come on up here. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I heard the Lord say thank you. The things I was saying earlier in the service about what you're a part of all over the world, how strong you've been to be a part of that, how your faith and energy and agreement's been with it, what you've done all these years, he's not unrighteous to forget it. I hear the Lord telling me to tell you, personally, thank you from the head of the church. I love you, my daughter. You're a part of reaping this great harvest. Now here, I hear him say, here, now here, here, have your harvest. Have your harvest. This is about your harvest now. You've helped me go get my harvest, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring your harvest to you. Glory be to God. This is about your harvest. Hallelujah. There it is right there. Just take a deep breath. You feel it coming all over you. This is your harvest. Oh, there it is right there. The power of God is all over you. The hand of the Lord coming upon you now. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be broken through and free from everything that's come at your life and that's not working right in your life and body. I break its power in the name. In the name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, guys. The anointing's all over that. Obey the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And you join them up here. You don't have to wait just because there's a prayer line. Whatever God's doing, this is your battle of shaking. Get up here and rejoice in it. Let the Spirit of God come on you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jerusalem was a shaking. Pentecost had arrived.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to deal with that. Look at me. No fear.
Jesus stood among them.
attention to it. I see what you're doing. Now my question is, are you going to hold on to this? Are you going to hold on to this? You decide which one you're going to take hold of.
Shut up in my bones.
Glory to God. Sweetheart, you're old enough to believe God. Hallelujah. It's going on inside of you right now. How about you? Time for you to be well. Time for you to be healed.
Shut up in my bones.
Come on, worship with them now. Worship with them.
Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in your bones. Oh, glory to
fire. Shut up in your bones. Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in your bones. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. There it is, sweetie. Oh, my God. Mighty. Oh, glory to God. There it is, sweetie. Oh, let it go all the way down. Oh, the Lord has big plans for you. Glory to God. Yeah, I'll tell him. The hand of the Lord comes on this situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is on that situation.
Shut up in my bones.
Oh, the hand of the Lord is on that situation. Woo, glory to God.
Shut up in my bones.
You have people prayer? Come on. The Lord's on that situation. Oh, glory to God.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Hey, I like this. In the name of Jesus. Bless him, Lord. Glory to God. Bless your Jesus. Hey, in the name.
When telling folks
we are not leaving without ours.
You could hear him say, I found that holy fire in a dead man's grave. It's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
It's just like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost
fire. Shut up in my bones.
Yeah. You realize what he just did? He just gave you some new lungs. Yeah, you do that again.
Because if you felt what I felt, you'd be shouting.
Oh, do that again. Oh, glory to God. Oh, come on down here. Come on down here. Hey, hey. Oh, glory to God.
Shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, fire.
Come here, baby.
Shut up in my bones.
Is this your night?
Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones.
Shout.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm not trying to intimidate you. I just want you to know you do have faith. You have faith. I said, I want you to know you do have faith. I want you to understand you do have faith. I want you to know you do have it. You do have it. You do have it. You do have faith. You do have it. Back up. Let her do this. I love you. Back up. Let her do this. Glory to God. Hey, stand up here and worship God.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost
fire. Bless your Jesus.
Shut up in my bones.
Glory to God. The hand of the Lord is on
fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Come here, guys. Come here, guys. All of y'all. Four of you. You too. Come join us. Come join us. Come here beside them. Hallelujah. You know Jesus loves you. What's that for the nation take in it? Oh, do you love the Lord? Do you want what Jesus has for you? We're not going to have all this mess on our lives, are we? We're not going to have all this mess in our schools, are we? Oh, you have faith, don't you? Yeah, you have faith, don't you? You have faith, don't you? Get out. What do you say? Are you ready? Take a big deep breath. Man, Jesus, bless her right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Bless her right now. Glory to God. God, I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
You gotta use your faith, though.
Fire, fire, fire.
You gotta understand.
Shut up in my bones.
Glory to God.
Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Just like fire.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, fire. How are you not shut up in my bones? Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire, fire, fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Some people get offended when I leave a shout. They say too much emotion. Too much.
Did you know your life is about to change forever?
Don't tell me to be silent.
Did you know your life is about to change forever, baby?
Because if you live what I've been, you'd be shot.
Did you know your life is about to change forever?
Shut up in
glory
my bones.
Glory to God. It's the Holy Ghost fire.
Shut up in my bones.
Fire,
fire, fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones.
Fire,
fire, fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire.
I break his
shut up in my bones. Fire.
And I command this to come
shut
off of you.
Shut up in my bones. Holy
for
Ghost
a new
fire.
Generation of
shut
deliverers
my bones.
Is being born.
Fire.
And you're one of
shut
them.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost
Father,
fire.
Thank you for touching.
Shut up in my bones.
Healing and blessing her. She will not leave this moment. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I bless you, King Jesus.
Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost
oh,
fire,
Father,
shut up in my bones.
Oh, Father, thank you.
Fire, 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 shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones.
Great work's being done in your life. A great work. A great work from God. He's being done in your life, brother. He loves you so much. He doesn't want you afraid of anything.
Shut up in my bones, fire. Shut up in my bones, Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, fire. Shut up in my bones, Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, fire, fire. Shut up in my bones, Holy Ghost fire. Shut up in my bones, fire. Shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones. Fire, 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 shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, 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 shut up in my bones.
Something happens when I call your name. 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 Something happens. when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Come on, put your hands together. Mountains move.
Mountains move when I call your name.
Mountains move.
Mountains move when I call your name.
Mountains move.
Mountains move when I call your name.
Something happens when I call
your name.
Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Everybody praise him. When I call your name. Chains are loose when I call your name. Chains are loose when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Chains are loose when I call
your name.
Chains are loose.
Chains are loose when I call your name.
Chains are loose.
Chains are loose when I call your name.
Yeah.
Something happens when I call your name.
Everybody praise him. We break through.
We break through when I call your name.
We break through.
We break through when I call your name.
Say we break through. Chains are loose. We break through. Something happens. Mountains move. Chains are loose.
We break through.
Something happens. Mountains move. Chains are loose. We break through. Mountains move. Chains are loose, we break through. Mountains move. Chains are loose, we break through. 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 Mountains move. Chains are loose. Mountains move. Say mountains move. Chains are loose. We break through. Chains are loose. Go ahead and give them praise. Hallelujah. There's a shaking in your favor. Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you do your dance.
I got it.
Said if you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you do your dance.
I got it.
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 Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you do your dance.
I got it.
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you do your dance.
I got it.
Shake it.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it. If you got it,
I got it.
Let me me see you wave your hands. If you've got it, let me see you do your dance. If you've
got it,
let me see you wave your hands. If you've
got it.
Well, that little sweetie back there and I were using our faith together. Y'all just went for it. Glory to God. I think we stoked them up, don't you, honey? Glory to God. Hey. Listen, I'm supposed to tell you something about the Spirit of God, and it's for everybody in the room. I was in West Texas in a meeting a few months ago, and I was on the way out on a Sunday morning and administered. The power of God was mighty in the place like it is in this place. And it was actually, this one happened to be a grandmother. A grandmother brought her little grandson. She was raising all of her grandchildren. She brought her grandson and she said, "Brother Tracy, because of what I had taught that morning, her faith was high. She said, will you pray for my grandson?" We just got a letter and a partner seed. She's one of our partners from her. And she attributed it to that partner seed. But we just got a letter from her. And she said, "I just have to give you this testimony." She said, "You took some time with him. You didn't just..." She said, "You stopped, you got on your knees, you spent some time with him." And I did. And then she said, "You laid your hands on him." And I did. And she said, "I noticed by the next morning even, whatever that dark thing was that was on him, sitting on him for a long time, had begun to lift." And she wrote me this letter and she said that the other day, the school called. And she said they wanted to inform me that they had it had been time for my son's testing because he had been tested and he had a severe learning disability. And I don't know if it was ADD, ADHD, I don't know what it was, but maybe even he was dyslexic, I don't know. But it was such a severe learning disability that he had to be tested and worked with. And so the lady calls him in because it was time for their routine testing. It came around again. And she tested the boy, and so she got the results, and she said, "I must have done something wrong." So she tested him again. She tested him a second time and got the results. She said, "I must have done something wrong." So she tested him again. She tested him a third time. And when the results came back, absolutely 100% no trace of learning disability in the boy's life. God had recalibrated and reset his entire system. And she said, "I asked the school, why did you test him three times?" And that's when she got the story. She said, "Well, I thought I did something wrong." Because she said, "I've never seen this. I've never seen a person with severe learning disability or issues like this." And all of a sudden, it changes, and now they're normal, and there's no explanation for it. They don't improve. I said, they do when they got the name of Jesus. They do when they bring it to God. Hallelujah. I believe right now, for any of you and any of your families, children, grandchildren, or anything in your life that has been impacted in a negative way, I want to pray for you. Maybe it's you. Maybe you growing up, when you were in school, you had kind of a hard time. And the reason that you had a hard time is because they didn't diagnose you and you had learning disabilities or issues. And to this day, you have memory issues and problems and learning problems and those kind of things. You struggle with it. I'm telling you, Jesus of Nazareth is here to fix it. Amen. The hand of God. Yeah, go ahead. The hand of God. I know. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, I believe with all of my heart, this spiritual force, this attack, is coming off of whole family lines. Yeah, I'll tell her. Sure. I'll tell her. Sure, I will. You are going to be put in a position to change the destinies of children like this. and I'm going to use you to do it, says the Lord. So prepare yourself for this hour. For you're gifted and you're called. You're not just educated and talented, you're gifted and you're called. And much like Esther was brought to a position to make a difference, I brought you to a position where you would make a major difference in a mission field that many feel like is irreparably damaged. But I will cause you to extend your hand. And I will show you the harvest, and I'll send the harvest to you and through you. And I'll help you. I'll help you in that system to make a difference. And though you may not be directly responsible for the hands-on application of these things, I will use you by faith in the system, like I used Jacob to bless Laban. It matters not what was going on in the system. Everything he touched got blessed. Oh, there it is right there. There's the power of God. You feel it coming on you too. Settle it, saith the Lord. This color in your coat's going to grow. Much favor. It's going to be fine. Don't you concern yourself with how this shakes out. It's going to shake out in your favor. Yes? Okay, I'll tell her. Here's what the Lord said. Your seed, put that hand back up. I saw myself doing this. Your seed is coming home to roost. That's what he said. Glory to God. Whatever that means, I guess that seed going to lay eggs. You even have some chickens or something. Glory to God. I'm telling you, increase is coming to that house. Glory to God. Father, thank you. Father, I break this foul attachment that we've counseled out and tried to educate out and tried to medicate out, tried to even dope people into oblivion. That is not of you. You gave them a mind, the mind of Christ. And in Jesus' name, we take authority over their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. And we say there's a power to save the soul in the name of Jesus. Therefore, for you and for everything dear to you, in Jesus' name, we command your soul to be saved to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Son, will you receive this? Hallelujah. Will you receive this? Coming off the whole family line. This is your night. If anybody here all night long, and many did, because it's for everyone, heard that the hand of the Lord was going to come on, I want you to know something, son. The hand of the Lord is about to come on you. And in particular, the hand of the Lord. Oh, there it went right there. Whoa, you felt that, didn't you? Whoa, that's good stuff. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, it's all over me, man. Whoa! The hand of the Lord is coming on your mind. Whoa! I shake my hand over you in the name of Jesus. And I command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your mind to be free to the glory of God. There it is. There it is. There it is. Now don't hang on to her. Hang on to him. Hang on to him. That wind right there. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Have you ever felt anything like that? Electricity is going through your brain. It's rewiring your brain, son. It's okay. It's rewiring your brain. It's going. I see it. It's actually firing. It feels like a little electrodes are all over your head, doesn't it? I'm telling you the truth, am I not? And it's going back down here and it's hitting these nerves back here. Am I telling the truth? It's going down your spine. Am I telling you the truth? That's right, isn't it? Glory to God. get ready, because it's going down your spine, it's going down your back, all the way out your heels, and you're going to know when you get up, you're going to know, I'm free, and I'm healed, and I'm whole. There it is right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Whoa, whoa. Oh, that's the miracle working power, God. That's the miracle working power. In the name of Jesus, I shake my hand over that. And I come, oh, glory to God, I shake my hand over that. In the name, the Lord shakes his hand over that thing. I separate, separate, split that off of you and your seed. And off your seed, seed. Oh, let's do this again. I know the power of God is real. You've already received it in certain areas, but have it in this area too. Receive the power of God in every area of need in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord over the mind of Christ, your soul is saved in the name of Jesus. It comes off this line. There it is right there. Glory to God. Oh, 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 glory to God. That's done. Oh, glory to God. That's done. Oh, glory to God. That's done.
Sickness can't stay.
Hallelujah.
Sickness can't stay.
Oh, glory to God. That's done. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Woo. Your perfect love.
Oh, glory to God. Hey, hey, we're brand new, man. Glory. Turn around here. She watching now?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hold his hand. I get my right hand up there. Hey! You healing apostle in that children's hospital, Stephanie?
Yes.
Lord, I love you with all my heart. You're our partner. Our families are connected. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there'll be nothing touch you or come near your dwelling. You will be the hand of the Lord extended to those children.
Yes, you will. Yes.
And where you're concerned, God won't be quarantined, but coronavirus will.
Yes.
And it dies in every other situation that you put your hands on. Yeah, I'll tell her. Stephanie, the Lord says, pray much in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I heard the Lord say, pray before you go to work. Pray while you're walking down the hall. Pray while you're in a procedure. Pray in the Holy Spirit, for my wisdom beyond medical training will show you what to do. And it will be your rear guard. It shall be your covering. And I'll walk in there with you, says the Lord. I hear Jesus saying, you tell her everywhere she goes and every case she walks into, I'm walking in there with her. And he is, and we shall hear great, great reports in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sickness can't stay.
Now, anybody else that's watching and still involved online, we break that learning disorder off your household. I'm going to use this lady right here as a point of contact. You saw the line. But in the name of Jesus, this is you. I'm putting my hands on you. You foul thing from the enemy. The mind of Christ belongs to you. Take your filthy hands off of God's property. Jesus saves souls. Get your hands off her soul in the name. Get your hands off these people. We break your power. Be healed, be blessed. And be strong tonight in the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Take us
so
out, guys. It's your brother.
Hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to my rock, my healer. I trust in.
Glory to God. God. Put it down, baby. Sit right here. The power of God is about to come on you to deal with your generation. Mighty anointing is going to come on you. You're going to get your hand just like I did on people's heads. And I'm telling you, their thinking is just going to get shocked. I'm telling you, I see it by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I know what you thought you might do. And I understand you're drawing to that. But it's because you're drawn to healing and helping people. So use this power, saith the Lord, and heal and help. And you'll touch many, many more than you could just with a natural training. Yes, yes, I'll use you in and out of situations to do the very things you're witnessing, that you've heard stories of in your past, that you've seen as you've grown up in the kingdom, and as I launch you toward what I show you to come. Prepare yourself, saith the Lord. Oh, there it is right there. For the power of God does come upon you to do it. Hallelujah. 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 Well, glory to God. Hey. 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 Glory to God. He's equipping you. He's equipping you, folks. He's equipping you, son. Glory to God. He's equipping them. A whole generation of deliverers. A whole generation of deliverers. She's one of that generation of deliverers. He's equipping them. He's equipping them. Oh, he's equipping yours. He's equipping yours. He's equipping yours. Don't you fear a thing. Don't you ever fear a thing. Don't you ever fear a thing. Don't you ever fear a thing. Glory to God. They'll have the tuition they need. They'll have the entrances they need. They'll have the cars they need to drive and the gas to put in the tank. They're going to have the clothes they need to wear, and they're going to have the protection of the healing power of God around them. Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, you cannot. Oh, glory be to God. I gave you those children. I'm going to take care of them, saith the Lord. Don't you get in the natural concern yourself for that. Faith works in every arena, and my faith works in this arena. Now I'm granting unto you the spirit of faith, for I'm speaking unto you that I'm stretching out my hand over your children's future, and I'm shaking it. And I'm shaking off of their future everything that could stop it. And the desire of their hearts shall come. And the desire of your heart shall come. Your faithfulness. I don't know exactly what it is here tonight or what I'm saying about here. I see something in the spirit. There's a number of reasons, and you know nobody would have condemned you, and you know I wouldn't have thought a thing if for whatever reason you couldn't make it. And there are reasons that you had to push back just to sit here. And I hear the Lord saying, you've done that more than once many times because you pursued me. But I hear the Lord saying, tonight because of your decision and because of your faithfulness, I'm now releasing this to you. For these things prophesied on the 17th of March don't just belong to the whole, they belong to you. I'm raising up a generation of deliverers, said the Lord. And that includes you and yours. So, oh, there it is. I know you've been prayed for in this meeting already, but there it is. There it is right there. Oh my God, you feel that? He's shaking his hand over you, Terry. He's shaking his hand over your family, Terry. Oh, glory to God. There it is. There it is. He's shaking his hand over that thing. He's smiting that impossible thing. He's smiting the money factor. He's smiting the enemy's plans. He's smiting what looks like closed doors. He's smiting it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I'll tell her. I'll tell her. I'll tell her. Now, there's a process and you'll follow it. That's what the Lord's saying. There is a process and you'll follow it. But you will hinder the process if you trust in it, like my servant hindered the flow of the anointing when he touched the ark. Let the process be the process. But not by might, not by spirit, not by power, but by my spirit. Here's what the Lord said. Scholarships come! Yeah. Okay. We just got them. We just got them. You just got those girls' tuition paid. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I know it's hours getting late here, folks. I'm not going to extend this meeting, but my goodness, what a time in the Lord. My goodness, what a time in the Lord. What we would have missed, what you would have missed if we hadn't stayed at it. My goodness. Brother Jimmy, I'm probably been done for a while, but not really. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed. Glory to God. Hey, be blessed. Woo, be blessed. Hallelujah. My God, what a time in the Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
King Jesus has done it again.
Yes.
Amen, 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 amen. Woo! Step up, step in, step out, and be restored and be blessed. Don't fear the shaking and run the race. Jesus is coming soon. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The harvest has fallen into your lap. Glory to God. I love you. God bless you. Thanks for being our partner. Best is yet to come. Jesus, take my life and do something with it. If you prayed that prayer, that's simple. All that call on the name of the Lord should be saved. Let our website know. Let this pastor know in the room. Jesus is doing mighty things today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love you, Pastor. Glory to God.
Amen.
What a time.
Praise
guys,
God.
I love you. Oh, did you do all? Did they do awesome or what? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Wow. Well, I'm very confident you're going to take something home with you tonight. And it's going to be very good. I just want to say thank you to all of you. And I want to say this to Tracy. I don't know, he may have left the room, may not. But don't you appreciate a man of God? He could have cut this short tonight and flown home. But when you have the love of God in you like that, to do God's will, you just go till you get finished. That's one reason we love Tracy so much. And Lori. They go the extra mile. Always have and they always will. That's precious. Very precious. And I want to thank this group right here for coming. Amen. Give them a great hand clap to help us get to where God wants us to be. And they gave their time up. Of course, they got to ride in the jet, but that's just a bonus. But anyway, they did give up their time. They're very busy, as everyone is. But great anointing on this group. I want to thank our helps, guys. Where's Julie? There she is. Give Julie a hand clap. She had to drive here. She's not coming in the plane. But everyone, Andy, Doug, Karen, Julie, all the camera people, thank you. Y'all are the very best. And our helps, our greeters, ushers, y'all are just tremendous. You are the best. Amen. And we're so glad for all the ministers that came and two of our very special people in the whole world, Miss Cora, Mr. Jimmy. Our friends across the creek. Amen. We're going to fill that creek up one of these days. We're going to go on dry land, Jimmy. We're going to dry shot over that lake, over that creek. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Father, thank you. It has been a great blessing to be in your presence with our brothers, our sisters. Lord, we ask for your safety as we go. Lord, cause what we've heard, what we've learned this week to remain, and we'll be fruitful. So, Lord, we just say thank you again. Dismiss us now. In your love and in your power. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God. Praise God. Tell somebody love them before you go. Don't forget the product at the back. I'm sure someone around here will help you. We'll take your money.